InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
It's Thursday, November 2nd, 2023. And last night, President Trump released a very short video that we're going to air next segment that is the most important minute and a half of video I've seen politically in my lifetime. This is the former president of the United States, the 45th president who had the election stolen from him 3+ years ago, literally laying out the fact that there'll never be real elections again, just like Venezuela, or just like the old Soviet Union, and that they are, in multiple states like Colorado, trying to take him off the ballot, using their criminal charges to do it. They are directly, not just election meddling, but election stealing by denying you a candidate in your face. Where are the governors? Where are the legislatures? Where are the people? Whether you love Trump or hate Trump or you're neutral on Trump, it doesn't matter. This is the permanent bureaucracy that's launching all these wars and destroying our borders and sexualizing our children and transgenderism, literally telling you, you can't have President Trump. They're the same people that are surveilling you and censoring you and controlling you. It's all come out. Everything they're doing is beyond criminal. It is treason against humanity. And we've gotten numb, and quite frankly, I have. I'm not criticizing viewers and listeners, but all of us have gotten really numb to the level of corruption and bullying and oppression we'll put up with. Look at all the things the establishment's doing right now. Look at all the wars. Look at the devaluation of the dollar. Look at the inflation. Look at Biden's bulldozers smashing over legal fences put up on the Texas border. So we're going to come back in a few minutes. And we're going to play this incredibly historic clip for President Trump, who did win the election. And they've indicted him in Georgia at a state level and federally in D.C. and the District of Mordor, saying he's indicted for questioning elections. This isn't somebody getting arrested for the N-word, which is bad enough, or arrested for Holocaust denial. This is somebody being indicted and then turning himself into the police and facing decades in jail for questioning an election that we all saw them steal. And they've gone through his lawyers, a bunch of cowards on average, and charged them, so they're rolling on Trump saying, oh, I knew it wasn't stolen. They have charged him in Georgia for saying illegal aliens voted, even though it's on record they did. Look up the news. They're legalizing illegal aliens voting in cities and liberal leftist states all over the country. So this is an incredible time, ladies and gentlemen. This is the bureaucratic corporate coup of America. It's illegal, it's illegitimate, and it's our right and our duty to say no against it. So we're going to lay all of this out geopolitically and what it means. NATO's losing the war in Ukraine. The German defense minister says prepare for war to Germans. Get ready for full-scale war. Israel, the things that are happening there. This is insanity, but this is what happens when the big globalist debt bubble starts imploding. They need a new war to distract from all the crimes they've committed. What does Gerald Celente always say? When all else fails for the establishment, they take you to war. When all else fails, they take you to major conflict. And that's where we are right now. And that's why I know a lot of you are punch drunk, so am I. We've been doing this so long. We've been in the fight so deep that just to survive, we kind of compartmentalize it. But now is the critical part of the battle happening right now. And that's why I want you today, this minute, to share the live links at InfoWars.com/show and video. Tell folks, tune in, because the American resistance is live on air. Stay with us.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and support the InfoWars.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet.
It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Lines of the Information War. It's Alex Jones.
President Trump has issued an emergency alert. America is under a globalist coup. We're going into a permanent dictatorship. We've got to stop it for ourselves and our children's future now. It's Thursday, November 2nd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I want everybody to just sit back and focus on the fact that we are in a captured nation by BlackRock, by the mega banks, by the private Federal Reserve. And they are openly traveling all over the country, filing lawsuits that have failed to remove members of Congress from being able to run for office again. With Gozer and MTG, you've seen that. But now with their state and federal charges in these Soros-controlled courts, they are openly trying to remove President Trump from the ballot in Colorado and New Hampshire and other states. There's no debating Trump is 70% of the Republican field against all their candidates. They're 30%, 10 candidates. Pence just dropped out. He's 70% on average, depending on the poll. The low polls are 65%. There's no doubt he's 20-plus points ahead of Biden in their mainline polls. They are in panic mode, and they're telling you, you can't have this man. If he wasn't somebody I supported, I would still say it's wrong to take the voters' rights away. And they've indicted him for claiming there was election meddling in 2020. And 3 years later, it's come out the CIA, the FBI, big tech colluding to block voters from information, to cover up stories about Joe Biden, all the illegal aliens, the people voting the names of dead people, and the mail-in ballots in the six key states. And now Trump has come out in a speech we're about to play. It's very short, but so historic and powerful, and said they're establishing a permanent dictatorship. And once they're able to steal this from us again and from President Trump, they're never going to let go. They know there's been a political realignment. People have broken with the BlackRock-controlled, WEF-controlled globalist Democratic Party. So what do you do when the people say no, legally and lawfully, and declare their Declaration of Independence through voting? You declare them an enemy terrorist group. They've got all the false reports everywhere. FBI says Trump supporters are going to engage in terror. And, oh, Trump supporters work with Russia to cut the power off, and that may cancel the election. And they've got World War III and the Israel conflict and Russia. And all of that is a distraction. In the next 12 months, and it's basically 12 months this week, we're going to see hell released to censor you, to shut down InfoWars, and to imprison President Trump and remove him on the ballot. They're now saying, hey, you keep criticizing these courts. We've given you two strikes. The third one, you're going to jail for saying these courts are a fraud, for saying they're Democratic Party operatives. When the judge in New York bragged, I don't follow the law, I do what I want. When the Attorney General in New York said, I'm going to put Trump in jail, that's my political mission. This is dictatorship being set up. Dictatorship is the standard position in the world. Free countries are rare. It's why everyone came here to experience this. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the fight of our lives, and as Trump has said 100 times or more, they're not coming after him. They're coming after you. They've just got to get through him to get to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I will encourage you again today to realize how precious InfoWars is, to take these clips, to take these reports and post them everywhere, and to share them on your email, your text messages, by word of mouth, to strangers, to friends, to family, to your church. Don't spread InfoWars. Spread something else. Steve Bannon or Jack Posobiec or President Trump, Tucker Carlson, But whatever you do, stand now. This is your chance to be part of the second American Revolution, and it's an information war, and the enemy's losing. So they're now saying Hezbollah is going to launch terror attacks in America when they're the ones who brought Hezbollah in. They're saying Iran's already assassinated American officials, but won't tell us who. We're going into the false flags. We're going into the tyranny. It's happening right now, and this is game time, ladies and gentlemen. You are the info war. You are the human intelligence. You are the power. So, all of you, take the live links right now to Infowars.com/show, band out video. Share them everywhere. The great Michael Yon and others are about to be with us. But first, let's play this important emergency alert with the real president, the former president, telling you we're going into a permanent dictatorship. Imagine 10 years ago, a former president saying we're going into a dictatorship with communists and the New World Order. You wouldn't even believe that was possible. But he's telling the truth, and it's happening. Let that sink in. Let that soak in. Now's not the time to watch Sunday night football games and go to the baseball game. I know the World Series is basically over. Now is the time to realize that the globalists are coming for your currency, your children, your way of life, your right to religion, everything else. Here's President Trump with the emergency alert he's issuing. And the political climate's so crazy. Think about the fact this is even no big deal. This isn't the top story in the country. That shows how desensitized with learned helplessness and mass Stockholm syndrome we've gotten.
A fake trial is currently taking place to try and illegally remove my name from the ballot. I often say that 2024 will be the most important election in the history of our country. The reason for that and that statement is that our country is being destroyed by people who have no idea what they're doing, or even worse, they may very well have an idea. They may hate our country, and they may want to see it destroyed. But it may also be the last election we ever have. If this election doesn't work, if this election is rigged and stolen, if bad things happen, our country will not survive. If Crooked Joe and the Democrats get away with removing my name from the ballot, then there will never be a free election in America again. We will have become a dictatorship where your president is chosen for you. You will no longer have a vote, or certainly won't have a meaningful vote. And you could say, frankly, that that has already begun. This truly is our final chance to save America. And with the 2024 election now less than 1 year away, this is your chance to take a stand against tyrants that support the one and only movement that can save our country and make America great again. We must win in 2024. If we don't win, we will not have a country. If we do win, we will make America greater than it's ever been before. Thank you.
So let's go over those words right now that President Trump just said. I often say 2024 will be the most important election in the history of our country. The reason for that and this statement is that our country is being destroyed by people who have no idea what they're doing. Or even worse, they may very well have an idea. They may hate our country and they may want to see it destroyed. The average globalist minion just being paid to do this thinks they're on a winning team. But the Chi-Coms and BlackRock and the globalists know they're pushing America into a civil war. So it's both the things President Trump said there. But he's really good at saying something to get you to think, to come to your own conclusion. He continues, but it may also be the last election we ever have. That's totally true. If this election doesn't work, if this election is rigged and stolen, if bad things happen, our country will not survive the false flags, the race war they're already priming. If Crooked Joe and the Democrats get away with removing my name from the ballot, then there will never be a free election in America again. Of course, they're trying to remove members of Congress from being able to vote. That's open election meddling, trying to say you can't even vote for the person you want. That is cut and dry election theft, not just election meddling. He continues, we will have become a dictatorship. We would have become a dictatorship of this oligarchy. We will have become a dictatorship. That's a president saying that. We would have become a dictatorship. We would have become a dictatorship where your president is chosen for you. You will no longer have a vote, or certainly a meaningful vote. You could say, frankly, that this has already begun, and it has. He said, adding that this is truly our final chance to save America. A lawsuit in Colorado is challenging Trump's eligibility for the state's presidential ballot next year, claiming he should be removed from the ballot. Oh, you claim there's election fraud, so we're going to remove you from the ballot. Just like the CIA advised the communist government of Brazil when they stole the election there earlier this year, or late last year, to then now bar Bolsonaro forever running because he questioned the election. Michael Young and others are about to take over, and I want to remind listeners again, I'm in a total info war. I won't give up. I won't give in. I won't give out. But the reason I've said is I may have to quit is because if you don't support us, and I'm not blaming you, I'm just telling you the facts, it feels like quitting. I'm not quitting. But if I don't have the funds to fund InfoWars, I don't have the funds you need to fight on this critical final 12 months going into this great epic battle, you're taking me off the field. You're taking me out of the football stadium itself. So I can't do this without you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be on the field in this fight. I want to be in the front line. But I can't do it without you. So please pray for us. Please spread the links and articles. And please tell people all over the web where our clips are viral every day that they can hear the actual live show and the source at Infowars.com/show. Keep me on the field. Keep me in the stadium. Quite frankly, not having the funds we need, it's like I'm halfway on the bench half the time, unable to fight like I need to. So please get great products you need at Infowarsstore.com. Get my book, The Great Awakening. Get the other documentaries. Get the other books. Get high-quality water filtration. Whatever you do, I want to thank you for your past support, but realize now is the time to be supporting, in the face of this evil, InfoWarsStore.com. There's no excuses. Either decide to join the globalists and throw in your towel and roll over and give up, or decide to stand with myself and President Trump and General Flynn and others and spread the word about this broadcast and get great products now, like Brain Force Ultra. Is an incredible, clean, nootropic. It's 60% off. The sale's going to end soon. Get it now. Experience it. But regardless, know you support the broadcast. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Click the support donate button. Whatever you do, keep us in the fight because we've proven we're right. We've proven we're talking about the real world. Elon Musk is quoting me verbatim now. We're getting a lot of traction, but the enemy's coming after us. So please keep me in the fight. Whatever you do, realize how historic this moment is and get in the stadium. Get off the bench and get in the arena right now. Get on the field right now. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It is going down. Global corporate forces think you're stupid. They think you're mindless. They think you're an idiot. They think you're easy to defeat. They think you don't understand things. They don't think you know what's happening. And Congress knew nothing about big tech censorship 5 years ago. Now their growth curve of understanding has really launched. So they're on the field now. This is all about being on the field during this critical time. You got to be in the stadium. And you got to get off the bench, and you got to get on the field. And I just keep saying that over and over again because this is the historic moment we're in. We just saw the former president have the election stolen from him, telling you we're going into a permanent dictatorship, and they're trying to remove him from the ballot, which is election theft and stealing an election by the very definition of it. And I know I keep repeating that. They're stealing the election openly. They know he's 20 points ahead of Biden. Of course they did it before. They're doing it again. And they've indicted him for pointing out what they did. And had a bunch of cowards that work for him turn around and say that they're complicit in fraud, but they admit he never told me to do this. All you got to do is say President Trump's a fraud. All you got to do is say the election wasn't stolen, and we'll leave you alone. They were the ones that always said elections were stolen before. But now they don't want it to be said because they're about to have a permanent dictatorship in this country. That's what the former president of the United States just said to you right now. Do you understand the time you're living in? I don't have words intense enough. I don't have things I can say of the magnitude. You've seen all the evil they've already committed against us. You've seen the destruction of our country. You've seen the wars, the pedophilia, the Satanism, the human trafficking, the fentanyl. Can you imagine what they're going to do next once they fully got us in their hold? These people are evil. I'm going to hand the show over now to Michael Young and General Flynn and others. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I need your support. It's up to you now. This is your mission. If you choose to accept it, please take action now. God bless and good luck.
Live in the lightning chair for Alex Jones with Michael Young. We're on Operation Burning Edge, and we're taking over for this transmission today. This is do or die, folks. Alex Jones, the message he was just giving, was absolutely poetic, prophetic, and necessary for the American people to hear and to act. Michael, this is a war for humanity, and America is in the way of the global tyrants, the globalists, from taking over and destroying humanity and remaking it in what their image is and clearly not what's God's. It's great to be with you, Michael, down here in Central America.
Great. Yeah, actually, this time we've been in Panama quite a bit lately. As you can see, Panama is being destabilized. It's not in the news much, but we have a team down there right now. They just actually went through the Darien Gap. They just emerged yesterday morning, survived it. They came through with some very malicious behaving Syrians. They came through with a huge number of Chinese, Venezuelans as well. By the way, many Venezuelans actually are Hezbollah. A lot of people don't realize that. And they speak Spanish fluently, I mean natively, because many of the Hezbollah actually were born in Venezuela. So they actually can fit right in with the body language and the whole works. And so we have people from about 140 countries coming through the Darien Gap. An Embra Indian friend just messaged me about an hour and a half ago saying that 6,000 aliens came through the Darien Gap yesterday. So they're sleeping on the streets now in Panama. They're unable to get the buses through to pick up the migrants or the aliens who come through the Darien Gap, the illegal aliens, because there's huge unrest going on in Panama now. The streets are blocked, not directly related to the aliens coming through, but related to Chinese destabilization and World Economic Forum destabilization of Panama. That's what's actually going on. Nominally, it's about a copper mine contract with a Canadian company, which is actually heavily and openly financed by China and BlackRock and whatnot. So, I mean, bottom line is Panama is one of the most vital terrains on planet Earth, and it is being destabilized, just as we've been saying for several years now that it would happen. And these aliens coming through the Darien Gap, I must have said this on 200 interviews in the last few years, eventually that spigot will be stopped and those aliens coming through will be used to destabilize Panama. That's what's happening right now as we speak. Not in the news. You're actually hearing it right now on Alex Jones's show for the first time, because I haven't actually published it. It's that fresh.
So, you know, I want to set the table a little bit, Michael, because Alex did a great job of just really giving everybody a global perspective of what's happening right now. Really, it's America that's in the way. President Trump has always talked about he's standing in the way from the globalists and the Americans. Well, it's America standing in the way of the tyranny of the globalists and the rest of the world, and it's the destruction of humanity. So looking at this from a global perspective, the people on the move, we see them coming through Darien. This is the epicenter, if you will, of everybody that's involved in the takedown of this of America. Essentially, they're using human migration as weapons to destabilize not only Panama, which is critical to the global ecosystem of supply chain management, et cetera, but also to the American way of life, which of course is how we have, you know, basically protected freedom. Now, I think we bastardize that with our, you know, we're here to spread democracy nonsense, and we basically become part of the problem, you know, starting and funding global wars vis-a-vis our international banking cabal, which has a stranglehold on the American federal government, not the people, but the American federal government. And we need to basically set the table so people understand you've got the U.S. government, and you have the American people. They're totally different systems completely. And one is being used by the globalists to weaponize migration. And you see that in the bureaucracy of these unelected bureaucrats and these unconstitutional agencies like Secretary Mayorkas from Homeland Security, facilitating and funding, and also as the Health and Human Services organization, Xavier Becerra, funding these illegal aliens to come through the Darien Gap and elsewhere into our country, even using a border protection app to completely sidestep the immigration process completely. And Americans, we're paying for it with our tax dollars.
We have enough information to put Mayorkas in prison. No kidding. I mean, that we've generated just in Panama. I mean, Mayorkas is down there in the Darien Gap on April 18th of 2022. I waited for 4 days right by a place where I thought he might land in helicopters. And voila, 4 Blackhawks landed right in front of me on day 4. And I've got video footage of him inside of one of the camps called San Vicente Camp. I call it China Camp, or we call it China Camp, because it's a camp where the Chinese use. There's Chinese in that camp right now. I just had somebody in the camp with them this morning. So there's Chinese in the camp right now. They just came out of the Darien Gap. They're waiting to get on buses, which they can't get on right now because the unrest through Panama is causing, there's huge numbers, thousands and thousands of aliens who've made it through the Darien Gap, who are now flooding out of the camps because they can't get the buses through because the roads are blocked. The Pan American Highway is blocked. So they haven't had electricity in most of Darien for the last 3 days. It just started a couple of hours ago again because the fuel trucks can't get down to fuel the generators, right? So they haven't had electricity for 3 days. They're starting, some of the people in Darien are running short on food. It's not a crisis yet, but it's getting there. The food prices are, the farmers have been dumping out their food in Panama. I cannot stress enough how important Panama is. It is absolutely vital, right? And Panama is being destabilized, and it's being taken by the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party. The Panamanians, whenever I say this, they accuse me of being a conspiracy theorist. They're going to die. And I mean that. Panama is not going to make it. I keep telling them, you will not survive this unless you do something right now. And they're not doing it. They're doing just what Europe has done. Multi-culti nonsense. Sweden's gone. Masako Ganaha, the famous Japanese journalist, and I were in Luxembourg last year in Europe. And that place is about 50%, about 50% migrants. Now, Luxembourg's dead, right? And you see the same thing happening in across Europe, where we travel constantly watching what's going on. Another vital terrain in Europe is actually Netherlands. Netherlands is also being taken by the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party. They're building something called Tri-State City. Every time I mention Tri-State City, the accusations of conspiracy theorists come in. But there are maps for Tri-State City that are published by the World Economic Forum, who will then accuse you of conspiracy theory. But the maps are there. Look up Tri-State City. You can find the map in about 5 seconds. And you'll see that this is a city that will consist of about 30 million people if it goes according to plan. It's most of Netherlands, a part of Belgium, and part of Germany. That's the Tri-State. The end of the railway that goes all the way from Shanghai and other feeders in China ends at Rotterdam Harbor, which is in Tri-State City, which is at the mouth of the Rhine River, which is like the Mississippi for Europe, right? So Rotterdam Harbor is one of the biggest in the world, one of the top 10, and it's the largest in Europe. Just south of Rotterdam Harbor is Antwerp, which is the second largest harbor in Europe. Those will both be in Tri-State City. You see why I spend so much time in Netherlands and why I spend so much time in Panama and Japan. These are all vital terrains, right? And so bottom line is, this is not just about weaponized migration. The weaponized migration are one weapon that they're bringing to the war. They're like the tanks, right? They've also got, they're building the new Silk Road. The Chinese Communist Party has co-authored a book with a Panamanian economist that talks about how they're going to open up a railway from South America through Panama and a highway. They're working on it right now. We were just down there looking at the bridge. We just made photos of the new bridge going over the Rio Chuquinaca right now. Anyway, I'll talk for days.
Well, we're about to go to break, Michael. But again, what you're talking about is the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative. Right. And they do have a really detailed map of what they're already currently doing and what they intend to do. And what we witnessed clearly down in the Darien Gap is the connection from the Pan American Highway in South America, connecting through Central America and, of course, up into America. And we're seeing the Taiwanese government in partnership here in Belize, increasing the breadth and depth of the roadway system here, all to facilitate this weaponized migration. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation because the world needs to get off the couch. Keyboard warriors are great, but time to get up, folks. Time to get in the fight, like Alex said. We'll be right back here more with info.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution. funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones InfoWars Show. Ann Vandersteel and Michael Yon here down in Central America tracking the migrant invasion, but more specifically giving you a global perspective on what you need to see, hear, and understand. And it's time to get off the couch, get out from behind the keyboard, and get engaged, get on the battlefield. If you heard Alex's transmission at the beginning of this broadcast, you heard he's asking for everybody to get engaged. The war is here, and it is real, and America is going down right now because the globalists have instituted an evil genius plan to destabilize the world through weaponized human migration, and we're America. Panama has, for all intents and purposes, is on the verge of collapsing and losing their government based on the weaponized migration that is currently underway, with thousands and thousands of people coming from all over the world through the Darien Gap. And now, because the city has basically been shut down, or the country's been shut down, as people are now protesting over government contracts that are going sideways, as the government is unfortunately doing dirty deals with the CCP, with BlackRock and other global organizations, the people are unhappy. They're very unhappy with their government, and the people are standing up and rising up, but they're also unhappy with the migrant invasion. Just talk to the Embera Indians who live down in the gap, who are watching their culture be destroyed, their environment be destroyed. They live in the rainforest with endemic species that are being destroyed as thousands and thousands of people are trampling through that protected UNESCO habitat. And again, the Biden regime, along with Mexican's President Obrador and the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, all signing the Declaration of North America on January 10th of this year, basically dissolving the borders of these three countries and facilitating the weaponized human migration at the expense of the American taxpayer, who's going to be paying the interest on all the money that the international banking cabal known as the Federal Reserve prints to fund all of this. These migrants are getting paid $2,200 a month, while the American average retiree on Social Security gets $1,400. Some migrants in Chicago, for instance, are getting paid upwards of $9,000 a month. So again, the push and pull of human migration, of human osmotic pressure, as my colleague Michael Yan here says, is being weaponized, and it's to the fall of this great country here. And before we went to break, we were talking about the Belt and Road Initiative and how the World Economic Forum and the CCP are really collaborating at this time, Michael, to facilitate what is true globalism and the destruction of sovereignty.
Right. Notice how these human osmotic pressure flows, the push and that pull of that migration. Much of the flow is happening right where they wish to build these Belt and Road Initiative main corridors. For instance, Panama is a main corridor, and the aliens flowing through are going right along the lines where they wish to make the railway and the roadway through, plus the Panama Canal, where 6% of global trade passes through that canal, right? That is absolutely a vital. Panama is, again, one of the most vital terrains on Earth. Likewise, huge numbers being pushed into Netherlands and other places like that, which are very key terrain in the future of what's unfolding. Likewise, you see Japan preparing Okinawa Prefecture for eventual same thing happening. Masako Ganaha and Chuck Holton and I were in Okinawa Prefecture earlier this year. We were on Ishigaki Island talking with the mayor and others there about their preparations, for instance, for an invasion. If something happens to Taiwan, the mayor of Ishigaki was concerned that many of the Taiwanese will then flow into Ishigaki, and then the Japanese who live on Ishigaki will then have to leave, right? Meanwhile, the mainlanders who live in Taiwan and who will just come straight from the mainland will then occupy part of Okinawa Prefecture, which will then, of course, that's like taking the keys in Florida. Eventually, you'll move up into greater Florida and throughout the rest of the bloodstream. And this is clearly what's happening.
Yeah. So if you want to get even more nitty gritty into the context of all of this, you're going to have to take a closer look at actually what's happening down here in Central America. Anthony Rubin, known as Muckraker, the real Muckraker on Twitter, has done an incredible job of actually becoming part of the migrant flow. He arrived in Quito, Ecuador, and assimilated into a group of migrants predominantly of Syrian and Chinese descent, and traveled with them through the dangerous trek of the Darien Gap. It's about a 6-day journey through a very rugged mountainous terrain that is truly a jungle environment. But because, again, as I mentioned just earlier, the thousands of people that have come through there, they've trampled the environment, therefore making the pathway a lot more hospitable, if you can even believe it, in an area that is, you know, particularly overrun with, deadly diseases, animals, and of course, then if the individuals that are there to rob you along the way, some of the unfortunate people that are coming through are posing just like migrants there that are there to rob you. Some of them even wear uniforms to look like they're military there to facilitate your journey through. And in fact, they're there to make sure that you either don't make it out alive or you don't make it out with any of the goods and money that you are trying to make it through to the other side. So he actually came out, he and his brother Josh, amazing that they went through this entire ordeal. They never got sick, which is really a kudos to their fortitude and their health, and that they practiced really good, safe water drinking, et cetera. But they got to the other side, and they are now they were in Camp Vicente, which, as you call, China Camp.
San Vicente, they were there this morning.
Yeah, they were there. They got there this morning. Panama has lost power. They're going through some serious issues right now. I think we just got power back up, so we were able to get comms on them. But Michael had them equipped with GPS, so we were able to track the journey. And, unlike anybody else going through there, they actually saw up close and personal just how dangerous it is, but also the ferocity of these people that are in this migrant, battalion, if you will, the wave of the invading army that's coming to our country. These are people that hate America.
6,000 just yesterday through the gap, according to Embraer Indians. Just yesterday, 6,000 in one day. Just the Darien Gap.
And this is what Anthony's talking about. The looks in their eyes, yeah. They hate Americans. I mean, Anthony was warned, don't be filming these people because they are going to suspect that you're there to report on them or give them up or whatever, right?
Yeah, especially the Syrians. They're straight up hardcore.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you put this in context, right, you've got global war happening everywhere. And like Alex said in the beginning of the broadcast, again, spot on about all of this. Shout out to you, Alex Jones. You've been right about everything. And for, you know, for the people that are just now figuring that out, I'm glad they're on board, but you need to look at this thing in a global perspective. These wars that are being generated all over the place right now is because the system that they have is broken and they need to reset it. This is what the global reset is about. All assets deployed. They're using everything they can from the COVID pandemic to creating and manufacturing wars and funding both sides of it because they printed into an oblivion and the money supply just won't last. And the pressure of the BRICS economy coming up with all of the gold-backed currencies that they're, you know, facilitating in their basket of currencies, they're waiting for the day. China's already turning back in treasuries. They are not using the dollar, the petrodollar in Saudi Arabia anymore. They are destabilizing the international banking cabal, which is what runs our fiat currency here in the States. So the Americans are going to be unwitting victims in all of this, while the destabilization as manufactured by these global elites and by countries like the BRICS nations that are, you know, being booted out of the global cabal because Joe Biden kicked Russia out of SWIFT. Lucky for Russia. They are, you know, they're, this whole confluence of events is the perfect storm that is going to crush the United States and it's going to crush the Americans. So while the United States government and all of the oligarchs in the government, which is the unelected bureaucrats, will survive just fine because they always do, we the people are the ones that are going to suffer. And the only way we can fight back is if we just stand up and say no.
No. Listen, no. And, no. And listen, I want to say something about those Syrians. Anthony out there with his brother noticed that they all had, they were wearing crosses and they had Jesus tattoos. Okay. Like we actually
fresh,
believe you.
Fresh,
yeah. Fresh tattoos. Right. There you go. And they were very aggressive. Like, you know, and anyway, bottom line is things are not as they appear. Be careful. Beware of these people coming across the border. They are hardcore. The Syrians broke off at one point in the jungle and took some other trail. We already suspected that some of those people, some of the jihadists were taking a separate trail. And we reconned that part of that earlier this year. And so, and then now the Syrians just magically reappeared, late last evening. So they went into the jungle at one place with the Chinese and the Venezuelans and others, and then the Syrians disappeared. And we suspect they went down this trail that we reconned, like I said, earlier this year, and we think that's the jihadist trail. Anyway, bottom line, there's a lot going on. We have clear Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, everybody else under the sun is coming in. Meanwhile, everybody's running off to Israel. Ukraine, that war's lost. Bottom line, it's going exactly how a lot of us predicted it would go, like Doug McGregor and so many of us. And Ann and I and Alex, and it's going exact. Alex, I mean, look at Alex. As he says, he's got like a 95% batting average.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty off the top. He's Babe Ruth on this stuff, and he saw it coming. Ukraine's dead, and in my opinion, Israel is also a dead man walking. I do not see how it's going to militarily survive this. I don't see it at all, actually. Meanwhile, if you want to cause a global war, you can do things like this. Open your borders up. Go waste all your time and money in places like Afghanistan, Ukraine, destroy our currency, and go ahead and put U.S. troops in Gaza. While we've got massive numbers of jihadists coming through the Darien Gap and across our border every minute of the day. Literally every, not every hour, not every day, every minute they are coming across, and there's already millions of them in the United States. This is very serious. This is going into a very serious civil war. I've been saying it for a long time. That's why I returned to the United States in 2020. I had been overseas for almost the entire 20 years before that, and I realized the United States was going into a civil war, and I finally flew back to the United States. It's coming to pass.
So can we talk a little bit, Michael, about the genesis of all these terror organizations? Because to me, you know, and I, if you just look at the microcosm, Hillary Clinton saying, you know, the boogeyman is Russia, and our current government calling Russia the boogeyman. They always have to have a boogeyman. It seems like every government has to have some sort of a boogeyman enemy. But what I believe we're waking up to the fact is the boogeyman enemy really is the surveillance industrial state, which creates these boogeymen, right? Our own governments create these. Look, John McCain, right? ISIS, Al-Qaeda. Look at how Hamas and Hezbollah have been created. These are manufactured terror organizations from from the governments that basically are saying they're fighting these organizations. And they're being weaponized against the people to get the people to submit to the government to say, please help us, Mr. or Mrs. Government. We can't do it without you. We don't have the power. So let's talk about this, the weaponization of these organizations and how they have infiltrated here through the Darien Gap, but what it means to the rest of the world. Because again, we, you know, look at Sweden, fallen. Absolutely cratered to the jihadi invasion. Right. We have a chemical jihad invasion coming out of China. We have so many different deep state operative, you know, formations of terror organizations, including the cartels, which have been funded by our government for a long time. Look at Operation Wide Receiver. Look at Operation Fast and Furious, the gun running operation. We gave them everything they need, leaving all that ammunition and $85 billion worth of military gear in Afghanistan, right, only to have it filter right back down to the cartels. I mean, they are outgunning us at this particular moment in time. It is absolutely a fabrication and a manufacturing crisis from the United States government against we the people.
It is. And let me tell you what, the weaponized NGOs, we clearly see that Red Cross, for instance, and the Catholic Charities and the HIAS and the Norwegian Refugee Council, United Nations, and a lot, World Food Program, UNESCO. And one that most people haven't heard of, even highly educated people whose names that you know because I brief them constantly, is OIM. OIM. IOM, depending on your language. Sometimes it's OIM, and then in other languages it's IOM. It's an International Organization for Migration. It's led by an American woman named Amy Pope. She was installed maybe 7 weeks ago or so. United States is the principal funder of IOM. IOM is the principal pump house for migration across the, you know, invasion across the world. They're an arm of the UN. When Secretary Mayorkas came down here on April 18th of 2022, I was waiting. He went straight inside of the IOM camp at San Vicente Camp, China Camp. That he promised the Panamanian government he would then, you should see the footage I have of that. He's right in front of a sand table where there's the current camp and then the future camp. Well, now the future camp has been built. It's much larger now. There's Chinese in it right now as we speak. They just, more come in from the jungle every morning. So that group that Anthony Rubin just came through the jungle with, they are actually in the camp right now waiting for buses that are not coming because the roads aren't open in Panama. So, I mean, so many are actually walking up Highway 1 now towards Panama City. I don't think they realize how far that walk is, or actually they are smart people. It'll be several days. So we're getting reports right now this morning from Imbra Indians and others down there that the aliens are actually knocking on Panamanians' doors to get food, sleeping in their yards. They're hungry. And so this is it. Panama is being destabilized. And this is from listen, these organizations like Ann just saw it in Masako Ganaha. We were just down in Panama again. Right by the Panama Canal, a former U.S. military headquarters area, is now IOM headquarters. It's Red Cross headquarters. UN, World Food Program, the who's who in the zoo have taken over a former U.S. military base, and it's now an invasion base.
These are all UN organizations. You know, just because they have a different moniker doesn't mean they're not related. They are all related back to the one world government, United Nations. And, you know, we have been fighting a proxy war with Russia through Ukraine for the longest time now. And guess what? America is losing. We have given hundreds of billions of dollars of weapons and aid to Ukraine. And what do we have to show for it? We have a military that's been decimated. We have armaments that are actually low on supply. Our strategic petroleum reserve, we're down, I think, in the 30 percentile range for actual SPRs on hand should we go into war. We have a military that's woke. We have a military that's been decimated by the bioweapon. These are all the ingredients that were put forth by the people behind the United Nations, the Committee of 300, the global elites, whatever you want to call these demons. These are the architects of the destruction of humanity. But they, again, targeting the United States of America and Americans, not our government, our government officials. They're going to be A-OK because they always are. There's no accountability there because they're not even really, they're not even elected, first of all. And most of them are selected bureaucrats. But more importantly, they don't even swear in a proper oath of office. That has all been uncovered with Freedom of Information Acts. We filed all these lawsuits, got all the FOIAs back. We can prove that the Biden cabinet doesn't even have proper oaths of office on file. All 100% legitimate. All this information has been given to the Trump team attorneys so that they can sort out how to handle this. This is a complete fabrication, like President Trump said in the opening message when the show started at 12 o'clock. You know, it's a kangaroo court. It's a fake court. The whole thing is fake. Well, it is fake. These people are not even legitimately installed in office properly, and yet we the people are tacitly giving them the power because we agree to their authority. We need to stand up and say, no, Alex Jones said this is the second revolution. History is going to reflect, where were you and what did you do right now at this moment in time? Our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence demands that we perform our civic duty, and it talks about when, you know, tyranny has usurped our freedoms. We have an obligation, a duty, a civic duty to alter and abolish. And that's written right in paper, on that parchment paper that is extremely valuable, that, again, the people sitting up there in Capitol Hill do not even acknowledge is legitimate. Nancy Pelosi calls it a relic, for God's sakes. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, Michael.
This is the moment of truth. This is it. This is that moment. You either stand up now or you don't. You're either an American now or a Japanese now, patriot, or you are a leech or a coward. This is it. It's on. Game on. If we don't stop this invasion at the border, if we don't start mass deportations, you're dead. Bottom line, it's that simple. And it's the same with Europe. You're dead. And, you know, when I was on Jordan Peterson's show earlier this year with Ava Vlardingerbroek, Ava and I both warned that the BBB party in Netherlands was a plant by the World Economic Forum. The BBB in Dutch language is Bodemburger Beweging, which means Farmer Citizens Movement. It was a clear World Economic Forum plant, right? And yet the farmers voted for it overwhelmingly. They voted for it overwhelmingly despite our protestations. Even though their signs all over Europe, all over Netherlands were BB better, build back better, Bodemburger Beweging. The enemy tells you what it's going to do. It tells you it's practically got 666 written on its forehead and Satan written across its chest. And yet people still voted for it. People that, and when I would talk with Dutch farmers, they would say, no, you don't understand. They're on our side. Now they're taking their farms. That was in March. I was over there for those elections in March of this year, and already instantly Bornberger Beweging, they got in charge of, they got not in charge, but they got a great deal of seats in Netherlands. And now they're working to take those farms away because who's going to be in charge? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have put hundreds of millions of dollars into the picnic food distribution centers, many of which are around Netherlands, right? It's a vertical food production, you know, crickets and printed meat. Masako Ganaha and I, the Japanese journalists, we went to a restaurant in Netherlands last year, and they were printing meat, printing it with a printer, yeah, like an inkjet printer. They sell it in restaurants. We bought some. We didn't eat it, but we made vote. Yeah, I mean, we smelled it and that sort of thing. I hope we didn't get too close to it. And they're actually selling it on nice, beautiful white plates. And it's printed meat. You can't make up this stuff. Just look it up online. You'll see it's like an inkjet printer that prints meat. What's in that stuff?
Well, clearly these are the anti-God globalists, because if you believe in God, you would never consider eating printed meat, right? This, you know, God gave us everything on the planet, Michael, that we need. He gave us all of the, as we learned from the Mennonites, that there's a pretty significant population of Mennonites that live right here in Belize. And these are the people, by the way, that are going to survive the global Holocaust, as we call it, because they're living off the land. They're the super preppers, if you will. These are the people that know how to live and eat and treat themselves for medicinal purposes just off the stuff that's growing on the ground. And again, Americans aren't prepared for this. What is coming when we recognize we have terror cells in all 50 states, when we recognize that we ourselves, with our own eyes, and Anthony Rubin reporting as well, you have Syrians, Hezbollah, and Hamas, and Chinese of military age men coming across the border that hate Americans. They hate you, okay? They hate you, Mr. and Mrs. America. They want to see you extinct, and they've already been doing everything they possibly can with the chemical jihad being waged by the CCP, with the fentanyl crisis killing 100,000 Americans per year, the food crisis, the food poisoning, and on and on and on. Of course, the chemical spills that happen when trains derail. Again, I've reported on the Chinese that have been there cutting train tracks with blow torches that the FBI scooped up and told the railroad workers, you never saw this, we were never here kind of stuff, covering it all up. Because again, the FBI is part of the globalist machine to take down America. Look at what they're doing to Owen Schroyer. Look at what they're doing to the J6ers. This is a globalist takedown right now. And if you don't want to stand up, then please step aside and let somebody else stand up. This is our moment in time to take back our country, to stand up for the God-given rights and the God-given freedoms. So, I mean, you know, I know we got to go to break here in about 3 minutes, Michael, but you know, this is that moment in time right now when America is faced with the unthinkable, that we are now going to be the fathers and daughters and mothers of the American Revolution. I already am. I'm a DAR. My great-great-grandfather fought in the American Revolutionary War in 1776. I'm proud to say it.
As did two of my grandfathers.
There you go. So you're a son of the American Revolution. Mm-hmm. You've got two right here, and there are millions of us out there because, you know, that's just how it is. We're genetically predisposed to our forefathers that were here. So where are you in all of this right now, America? Where are you? Because this is that moment in time where you have to ask yourself, the lights are going to go out. Communications are going to go down. This isn't a drill. This isn't a threat. This isn't fear porn. This is the reality. They poisoned us. They're poisoning the skies right now. They're poisoning the water, the food. Go ahead.
Tell them what we saw yesterday at Walmart in Mexico.
Yeah,
we're in Belize now, but.
Yeah, we drove across the border in Mexico. So Mr. and Mrs. Globalist at Walmart. You know, you walk in, they worship, it's called Santa Muerta. They have an altar to Muerta. It's the altar to remember the dead. That's their holiday yesterday, okay? And right next to the altar, they're celebrating death. How?
The Day of the Dead, yes.
And how are they celebrating the Day of the Dead? Right next door, Walmart is sponsoring free COVID and flu shots with the mRNA.
Right next door, 15 feet away.
15 feet, yeah, you can't even make it up. I mean, literally in the same 15 feet, you've got someone taking the poison death shot next to the altar of death. There you go. This is in the Walmart yesterday. And we're sitting there, and sure enough, there they are.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's the vaccine crew. That's the vaccine death police right there in a Walmart. Mr. and Mrs. Global, there you go. I mean, you honestly can't make this stuff up. And while so many people look at this and go, oh, this is so innocent. It's a holiday. We're painting our faces. Again, think about the paganism in which you're supporting and the paganism that you are supporting when you worship Halloween and you can't find a Christmas decoration anywhere. So,
yeah, if you want to make a fortune, just open a free vax shop and a funeral home and a florist right next to each other.
Yeah, that's right. It's not funny, but it's funny. I mean, this is what I mean. We have to have a laugh here every now and then because it's so serious what we're talking about. And for us, it feels like, you know, the Bible says not everybody gets to go. And so sometimes I think, Michael, maybe that we've woken up as many people as we're going to wake up. I just hope we have enough to stand up and defend so that we can honor what God gave us in this second covenant nation.
That's why we're out talking with people like Mennonites now because, you know, listen, if you have Mennonites or Amish or those sorts of people around you, it's time to start getting to know how they live.
That's right.
Because if the lights go out for the Amish and the Mennonites, they're not even going to notice.
They won't notice.
I mean, they're just going to be like, it's just another day,
it's
right?
Just
because they know how to live.
All right, we got to go to break, everybody. When we come back, I believe we're going to have Colonel Doug McGregor at some point calling in with any luck. He's a busy guy, but stick with us. Hear more on InfoWars. Alex Jones, Michael Yon, and Ann Vandersteel on this transmission.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And welcome back. We're here live on the Alex Jones Show. Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel down here in Belize and Central America tracking the migrant invasion. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about food shortages, because as we left before the break, we were talking about how the Mennonites that live here in Belize are the ultimate preppers. They won't miss a beat when the lights go out because they're already living with the lights gone out. But again, you know, the food shortages are going to be real. While the supermarket shelves may be full today, you're probably starting to see some of your favorite items or not starting to disappear. Things are getting a little bit leaner. And of course, the crisis in Panama with the Panama Canal being almost virtually shut right now, goods and services aren't getting through. So we're moving into that phase too, where the PANFA war is becoming more of a reality, and the Dutch are already living with this right now.
Right.
Cutting off food supplies.
We'll talk about Netherlands and Israel, and Doug McGregor might come on, if he can, call in. We've been swapping messages. But Netherlands, you want to talk about Netherlands now?
Yeah.
Netherlands. Sometimes when I leave Panama, I fly straight to Netherlands. Actually, at one point I had Jordan Peterson over there, took him out to a farm, set up a couple meetings for him and that sort of thing, because Netherlands is key terrain like Panama. And the Dutch farmers are some of the most efficient in the world, if not the most efficient. Netherlands is a huge food exporter. Actually, often people say it's the second biggest food exporter in the world, but let's be clear. A lot of that actually is flowers, but they do actually export a huge amount of food. They're very efficient. But one of the problems that the Dutch farmers have is that they are highly controlled already. For instance, they take a lot of subsidies from the government. All of their work is completely computerized at this point. For instance, one Dutch farmer that we go out with sometimes, his name is Jordan. He's like, you know, one of those 12-foot-tall Dutchmen. And he has to talk down to me. I'm like, you know, can you hear me up there? And
avatars. We call those avatars.
Oh, Lord. I get along with farmers in every country. It doesn't matter if it's Taliban or Dutch or whatever. But Jordan was talking about, for instance, we on different times were out there. He's milking his cows and that sort of thing. Every liter of milk that comes out is measured. Every feed input that goes in is measured. Every one of his cows has a tag in its ear. He can't have like five extra cows without the government noticing that, right? And it's interesting. This is something very interesting. And I think with InfoWars specifically, Alex has been, you know, warning about InfoWars for years. One of the things that the Dutch did before this wolf problem is they passed a law for wolf protection. Before they had wolves in Netherlands, right? They haven't had wolves there in, I don't know, 150 years, right? And much of the Netherlands, of course, was under seawater. So Jordan's farm, the dairy farmer, it's called a polder. The polders are the places that they dried up, right? And they're now used for farming. So Jordan's dairy farm is on a polder that his great grandfather and whatnot helped build. And now there's wolves out there. So they passed a law that for wolf protection, and the Dutch are like, why do you need a law for wolf protection? There's no wolves here. And the next thing you know, there's wolves.
That's right.
Magically, they're all over Netherlands and Germany now, and they're killing people's cattle. They're killing sheep. A German lady got chased, and last time I was down there, she was in Germany. Luckily, she had an electric bicycle and barely got away from them. In the hotel that I was in March in Netherlands, a wolf got hit in the highway about 500 meters from me, killed by a car, right? Jordan said, anyway, I'll skip exactly what he said, but the bottom line is he said it's easier to commit murder on a human. You'll get less of a prison sentence for killing a human than a wolf. And basically they've made it so illegal to protect your livestock against wolves. And every time a wolf kills a pony or a sheep or anything like that, you'll see it in the news. Like I read German news sometimes because I speak German. And in Germany, you'll see when the wolves kill, livestock over there, they blame it on the farmers. They blame it on climate change. The farmers are impinging on the wolves. But if you look on the World Economic Forum website, You'll see that they have wolves running all over Europe. So what I'm saying is this is just one of many of the weapons that they're using. For instance, wolves, basically these little, they're saying in Netherlands they have a stickstoff problem, which means nitrogen in Dutch and German language. But if you cross the border over to Germany, it's a carbon dioxide problem, which is actually how they say it in German, carbon dioxide. So it's interesting how these information wars are tailor-made for every culture.
You know what, we're supposed to go to a break, but I think what we want to do is call an audible and skip the next.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
And welcome back to Alex Jones, Ann Vandersteel, and Michael Young here talking about the food insecurity that's happening worldwide. Again, another manufacturer crisis. Michael Young talking about how There were no wolves in Northern Europe and in Holland and in Germany, and all of a sudden they get put on a protected species list. And the next thing you know, there's wolves everywhere, not only attacking people, but more, I don't want to say more importantly, but as importantly, attacking the food supply for the people.
One of the interesting things about the wolves is I was mentioning the polders before, which is the land that's been dried out to do farming, right?
Right.
So now there's wolves on that land, and the World Economic Forum and others are saying that they're indigenous to that land. And like Jordan, the farmer's like, what, were they sea wolves before? This was under the sea. They were never, what were they chasing, sea wolves, chasing seahorses? You know, I mean, but now they're protected on land that they were never on unless they were sea wolves.
Yeah, so, well, it must be the elusive sea wolf that has just now come back from the dead, Michael. It's sort of like Jurassic Park.
And can't also, make up this stuff.
But they do. They're making it all up.
Can make it up.
Just like the climate hoax, they've made it all up. I mean, if you go back in time, and I know Alex has talked about this, we've all talked about this, but you can look at the temperatures going up and down, you know, 3, 4, 5 degrees. In fact, the Earth is 5 degrees cooler than its inception. If you look at this entire trajectory of global warming or climate change, whatever you want to call it, it's just called Mother Earth, okay? This is what happens. It comes and it goes. But yes, they are intentionally destabilizing the planet with the weather warfare, with the chemtrails, and of course, everything they're putting in our atmosphere, our food and our water. And again, the destabilization and the food insecurity is also manufactured. Bill Gates being the largest private landholder of farmland here in the United States of America. Chinese coming in, and thank God for Sarah Huckabee, right? She just said, anybody that's Chinese owning property here in Arkansas, get out. You have 2 years, get out. And this is what we need to do. We need to take it back. And, you know, the current regime in power, we've seen some, you know, we've seen a change with Speaker Mike Johnson. I don't want to, you know, jump in and go, great, I'm being cautiously optimistic. But again, he's even promoting, I'm okay with sending money to Ukraine as long as we're sending money to the border. We don't need to send Ukraine any more money, Michael. We need to send all assets to the border to not only stop the invasion, but then we need to work cohesively with the state-run militias as well as the, you know, the local law enforcement and any constitutional sheriff that will deputize people to actually remove and deport these people out of our country. We can do this if we want to.
Oh, we can definitely do it. First, stop. Anybody who's not talking about mass deportation, do not vote for them. They must be deported, period. And they can be deported. And the wall can, and the border can be closed, period. You know, interestingly, by the way, in Netherlands, three of the at least three, people could fact check me on this, that might be more now, of the Bill and Melinda Gates picnic food distribution facilities have burned, coincidentally. In fact, Misako Ganaha and I were there when one burned, and we drove over to see it the next morning. It was still smoldering, and there were a bunch of film crews there, and then I think one may have burned before that, and in total at least three.
Is this and by design the same way that the British or 5G towers are also burning down or blowing up, or what's happening? I mean, why would a Bill and Melinda Gates facility burn down? Typically, we've been seeing the food security of the United States being burned down with hundreds of plants that have been just burnt down, cows and farms blowing up. I mean, when have you ever heard of a farm just blowing up, killing 20,000 cows?
Yeah, this is happening, and it's just background noise at this point. Look at the train derailment in Ohio by the Amish, right? Coincidentally, actually, Doc Chambers, a mutual friend of ours, retired Green Beret doctor, Pete Chambers, many people know him. He drove up to see the Amish after the train derailment, and of course, the Amish didn't really have any idea what's going on. And they talked about the cloud, he said, you know, and Pete was talking with them, and they said, holy buckets, you know, he's here to talk about the cloud, you know, the Amish. And why did that train derailment happen? By the highly productive Amish, who are not exactly blue state people.
No, and not exactly.
Maybe coincidence. It could be. I'm not reading into it.
Well, I don't know. I'm reading into it. Because that is prime land, right? If nothing says more than a government takeover, an eminent domain, if your land all of a sudden becomes uninhabitable because of, you know, some sort of, you know, chemical contaminant that is now in the air that has gotten into the soil, into the groundwater. This is the perfect way for them to do a massive land grab, which is what they do constantly. But I want to shift a little bit over to these wars. Again, this is all about the destabilization. Look over here, not over there. How can we just have, you know, this is fifth generation warfare on steroids, and it's targeting the United States of America and Americans, but they're using the people around the world as fodder, as cannon fodder, essentially, to create this destabilized platform so they can continue with this global reset. Let's talk about Israel for a little bit, shall we?
Israel. Yeah, Israel. First of all, let's talk to set the table on this. The World Economic Forum, somebody that, again, Alex Jones blazed the trail on this. I remember a long time ago, he said Klaus Schwab is the ace of spades. I mean, I don't know when he said that, but as soon as I saw that, I shared it with everybody. I mean, Alex totally... Listen, World Economic Forum, if you're a member of the World Economic Forum, and I know a lot of people watching this are, that is literally like the Nazi Party. Literally. That is not over the top at all. In fact, they'll probably end up killing a lot more than Nazis ever dreamed of. They work hand in glove with the Chinese Communist Party. They are one at this point. They'll fight later, but right now they're working together. So the Chinese Communist Party and the World Economic Forum are allies like Italy and Germany in World War II right now. Interestingly, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is a member of the World Economic Forum. Look it up. His biography's on their website. He never denounces them. He's been to their meetings. Back to Israel. Who's a member of the World Economic Forum? Benjamin Netanyahu, right? The super vax pusher. That's another sign of World Economic Forum and CCP. They're trying to get everybody to take the jabs, right? Like at the Walmart yesterday, we were at in Mexico, giving the jabs right by the front door, free, right? These are clearly genocidal jabs. And Benjamin Netanyahu bragged about how he negotiated for Israel to be the first in line to vax up Israel. That guy has done more to kill Jews than anybody on planet Earth. And pushing the LGBTQ stuff, pushing the sex change operation, that's over the top sick at that point. So we see Israel at this point is a dead man walking. I don't see it getting out of this alive. Now, I know a lot of my friends are going to hit, like one that's in Israel this morning. He doesn't like when I say this because biblically Israel is to survive. I do not see how Israel as a country will survive this, especially when you got people like... I've been one of the big Israel supporters for years, a great personal cause, but when they're pushing LGBTQ, when they're pushing the vax jabs, when they're pushing all these other things, no mas.
I want to sort of dissect that a little bit, because when you say Israel, that lumps in a lot of things together. You have obviously the landmass, but you also have, it's a multicultural country, and you also have a government that clearly is anti-humanity. When Bibi Netanyahu is pushing the vaccine, touts how he's making Israel his lab experiment for Pfizer, the same company that genocided the Jews back in the Holocaust with the gas they made. I mean, this is in fact what we have to delineate between the good guys and the bad guys.
You can't make this up.
I know, but
it's the same people doing it again.
It's the same people doing it again. It's the same people that are in, you know, the Ukrainian Azov Battalion. It's all this Nazi coalition. And as my good friend Mel Kay has always said, the Nazis didn't lose World War II. They were brought under Operation Paperclip here to the United States of America, and they've been allowed to flourish elsewhere, and they're coming back around for phase three. This is, you know, the another establishment of their Reich. This is what they, you know, see as happening. And there's just so many factions. So let's take Israel and let's look at it clearly. I mean, Bibi Netanyahu pushing the vaccine. Do you think he really took the real jab? Do you really think he did?
Probably took a vitamin B shot.
Right. So, I mean, let's talk about, you have the Israeli government, you have Mossad, and you have the Hebrews, the actual Hebrews, the Jews that are in the biblical Hebrews. There is a difference between all these people, but unfortunately, people don't understand that. So how do we break this down more clearly, Michael?
Yeah. Well, immediately people like Ben Shapiro will call me an anti-Semite, which if you're going to call me an anti-Semite, I will call you anti-Goy, right? Goy is a derogatory term for non-Jews, right? Not gay, Goy, G-O-Y. But we're not anti-Semites in any stretch. In fact, if things really go down, I'll be hiding Jews. We'll be fighting shoulder to shoulder with our Jewish brothers and sisters. Bottom line, especially the conservative ones. Bottom line, there is no room on this ark for people that bring in the LGBTQ. If you show up with a rainbow shirt, go away. Don't want you, right? We know what's happening. This is Sodom and Gomorrahville, and we don't want you. The bottom line is that's the sort of people that are causing this, allowing this, pumping this, pumping our borders. What? We have no borders. Israel at this point will die at this rate. Now, if you want to really kill your country, destroy your currency, open the borders, let Chinese buy land next to our military bases, destroy your farmers, destroy your farmers, destroy your farmers, yeah. Make yourself dependent on others for your food, right? Destroy your energy sectors, destroy these sorts of things, and make men and women confused about who they are. And finally, put U.S. troops in Gaza. If you want to really make the whole world go up against you, you know, a lot of people overestimate how big we are versus these potential enemies that we can create. The World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party are very busy. Listen, you know those funguses that take over entire ant colonies and make the ants do work and then kill the ant colonies? That's what the World Economic Forum is. That's what the CCP are. They are fungi. They have invaded our colonies. They've got people running around doing their work for them, fighting in the streets, LARPing as BLM, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa. They're nothing but useful idiots. They will all be killed in the end. That's their future.
Yeah, so, you know, as I always say, the World Economic Forum is really the unspoken, unofficial State Department for the one world government, United Nations. I mean, they're setting the policy, the tone, the tenor, the agenda, and these are anti-God, anti-human people that are, you know, on a path to genociding the planet down into the image in which they think it should be, which is less than a billion of all of us, and then, of course, them. In fact, we reported earlier about how the Federal Emergency Management Association, FEMA, moved heaven and earth to get a ham radio tower built in the Midwest in record time, actually paid triple to get them to the front of the line with this particular contractor, who is our source on this story, to get this ham radio tower built in the Midwest that would reach around the world. And they have been openly publicizing on their jobs website that they're looking for ham radio operators, amateur ham radio operators, because they expect a global calamity that is going to impact millions of Americans, and they'll be in harm's way. So the globalists, the bureaucracy, that they're, you know, these are the people of the public-private partnership, right? The FEC and so forth, FCC, et cetera, FCC are in bed with these global corporations to make sure they're protected, they can communicate, and they'll use whatever useful idiots they can to facilitate that. And they're going to present to you that they're here to do it on the behalf of Americans and to protect Americans. But just like all the other organizations, like the FBI, by the time the mass shooting event has happened, they come on the microphone with glee and glibly say, oh, yeah, we've been tracking that guy. We knew about that guy. But did anybody arrest that guy? No, that guy was, again, another prop, another useful idiot for their false flag to distract us with a horrific mass shooting. Yes, bullets flew. Yes, people died. But to have a false flag and label it as such isn't the main event. It's what's happening behind the scenes so that the global takeover can happen. This is the kind of stuff that if you're not getting it now, and if you've been watching Alex Jones for 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 years, whatever, if you don't fully understand what we're unpacking here for you today, then like the Bible says, not everybody gets to go. And again, this is that moment in time where we're actually making this really impassioned plea for you to get off the couch and from behind the keyboard and to figure out locally in your community what you can do tactically to engage as a civic duty American citizen of your county so that you have a communications program in place. You have a strategic tactical self-defense an initiative in place. You have food security in place. You have, as I said, communications in place. You need these things in place right now because the government isn't going to be there for you. In fact, they're going to be there as the armchair warrior quarterbacks, Monday morning quarterbacks, as they always are. Oh yeah, we knew about that, but we didn't do anything for you. And this is what we are, you know, up against here on a daily basis.
We need your mind alert. If you smoke dope, stop. If you're drinking alcohol, get rid of it. We don't have time for that anymore. We're in a state of war. It's growing. There's no time. It's over. You're at war. It's time to get a clear mind and start watching what's around you. Develop your organizations. Go to church. Go to synagogue. Go to temple. But get organized and get a clear mind. Get good night's sleep and be prepared. You're going to see eventually our lights will go out. If you don't have radios to communicate with your friends and family, then you're just not going to have radios. You're not going to be able to get them. Notice they're actually more and more difficult to get. I've noticed a lot of product fade, by the way. I've noticed, for instance, two of my Surefire lights just magically stopped working, and two of my Swarovski, these are binoculars. These are top-in-the-world products. I use top-of-the-world products because, you know, I'm a war correspondent, and when stuff breaks, it's a big deal. I needed my Swarovski optics recently down in the Darien Gap for a helicopter trip to spot, you know, potential LZs. And the things just magically broke. This is top-of-the-line gear, right? It shouldn't be breaking. I'm seeing product fade across the board. So keep that in mind. Even when you're buying top-of-the-line gear, two of my Surefire lights, you know, and two of my pairs of Swarovski optics. This is the kind of stuff that should never be breaking.
All right, I want to pan back for a minute on Israel because the United States government is now openly saying we're sending the boys and men and women in military. We've got carriers parked right over there in the Mediterranean. We've already had Joe Biden, the buffoon, the mushroom in the White House dox Delta Force, right? Put a picture, a selfie, right, with Biden and Delta Force doxing these people. The woman that was in the picture, she can never work again. Clearly, she can never work again. So this is, you know, the idiocy of what's happening right now on unfolding on the global stage is designed to drag us into a massive global World War III conflict with dire consequences, which is why we're talking about get off, get organized, and start cooperating inside your local communities so that you can protect and defend and survive what's happening on the other side of this. But, you know, Michael, if you were going to predict by putting a fleet right there in the Mediterranean and being provocative like that, how is this going to unfold and what would you, you know, so I don't want to make predictions, but how would you see this sort of moving forward in the future?
Wars are amazingly unpredictable.
Yeah.
The only thing predictable about wars is they are unpredictable and they grow. They always grow out of control and the big wars like this. This war has a lot of energy in the system. Obviously, a lot of players involved. Everybody's coming to the party, right? And, you know, I saw the clown Peter Zayn, this guy, people keep sending me his links. Listen, stop sending me that clown's links. He's clearly one of their spokesmen, right? He's like, this won't grow anywhere. Listen, the guy was on his fifth jab, literally sick doing a podcast, sniffling, coughing, and pushing the jab all at the same time. This is the kind of clowns on the opposite side that are pushing these narratives that it's a good idea to go to Ukraine. If you look at his Twitter feed, he's got his Ukraine tag. Tie on. Now he's, you know, all behind going all in on Israel. Well, anything that those guys are pushing, you should be running away from, like the jab, right? So the bottom line is this thing is going to get way out of control. Ukraine is lost. That thing's done. Just as Alex was saying from day one, before the invasions or any of that ever started. I was over in Lithuania probably 6 months before the war, warning about it. Chuck Colton and I had been down in Morocco. We noticed that Belarus was trying to push illegal aliens into Poland and Lithuania. I flew up to Lithuania, Chuck and I did. Chuck stayed for a few days. I stayed for 5 weeks. Luckily, I had been with the Lithuanian army in Afghanistan. So they gave me, so I know some of the officers, they gave me full access to their camps for 5 weeks. This was a clear war move. That was a weaponized migration. Never underestimate weaponized migration. Stalin did it with the kulaks. This has been done over and over and over throughout space and time. Turkey is doing it now. Turkey has a close relationship, for instance, with El Salvador. And anyway, it goes on and on and on. And we have, you know, Iran has a very close relationship with Venezuela. Venezuela is rubber stamping visas to Iranians that go to Venezuela, and they're going right through the Darien Gap, and we see them. China has a close relationship with Venezuela. Russia has a close relationship with Venezuela. Expect in the future a war between Venezuela and Guyana. Anyway, that's a side topic. The bottom line is we're going into a very interesting global time, and you're either ready or you're not.
That's right. You're either ready or you're not. And again, the ideas that these global conflicts are manufactured is not new. It has to be accepted. And again, it comes down to what are we, the people, going to do about it? America's always stood up and tried to defend democracy. But what we're not doing is defending the honor of the republic in which we should be standing. This is what our founding fathers have designed here for us. And this is, in fact, the example that has been set for the rest of the world, which is why they've always wanted to come here. But now it's different. Now they're coming here because they're being paid to come here. Listen, let's be really clear. The Chinese don't let anybody leave their country unless they know that they're leaving and are allowing them to leave. And when you have thousands and thousands of military age men coming across the border through the Darien Gap and into the United States of America, getting $2,200 a month, that is a coordinated effort between the globalists and this regime in power, the United States corrupt corporate government, which is, again, another facsimile of, like Eisenhower warned us about, the military-industrial complex stands to profit on all of this. And again, they are working hand-in-hand with these globalist bankers to make sure that this happens. So how is this going to impact you? Well, again, where we're sitting down here in Central America, we have looked at the Pan-American Highway. Right now, it's a two-lane road. And right now, they're building a bridge between South America and Central America. So that two-lane road from the tip of South America can make it all the way to Canada. That supports the Declaration of North America, which was, again, signed on January 10th of this year by Biden, by Obrador, and by Trudeau, the presidents of Canada, Mexico, and the United States, all so they can create one region, one homogenous migration of people. Again, anti-God globalists believe in the homogenization of humanity. They don't believe in preserving culture. Despite what they write, put in paper, what they might say or print, it's always a 180-degree lie around on the other side. And so we're seeing the fruits of their evil labor materialize right here. In Belize, you've got the Overseas Engineering Construction Company, the OECC, which Misaka Ganaha and I saw ourselves the other day when we were coming back from visiting the Mennonites, because we wanted, again, see how these people live off the grid, the super preppers. As we know, America is going to soon be challenged with living off of the grid. And the Overseas Engineering Construction Company is being funded by the Taiwanese, the Republic of China, if you will. And so you have to wonder, what is really going on here? Because Chinese are all over South America. They're all over Central America. Yet here in Belize, it's the Taiwanese. But we don't see any Taiwanese. Misaka and I and Michael, we've driven around. We haven't seen people from Taiwan here. Seeing Chinese is one thing, but people from Taiwan, no. So is it really Taiwan that's behind the funding? Or are they the beard for China? What is in fact going on? That needs to be further explored and explained, because we are, again, watching the CCP with their global creep, again, in their partnership with the World Economic Forum. The Belt and Road Initiative is all about their global takeover. And right now, Michael, I would argue that they are in control of the Panama Canal for the most part.
Not yet in control, but when you say this, the Panamanians say, no, we're still in control, which they nominally are, but it is clearly coming. It's clearly coming. You know, interestingly, Panama had some of the worst COVID lockdowns on the globe, as did where else? Israel, coincidentally.
Yeah,
right?
It's not interesting.
Yeah. World Economic. I mean, you know, it's coincidence. Highly jabbed. For instance, I spend a lot of time in Panama. There's a mall there called Albrook Mall. There were people lined up every day getting jabs. I saw them.
It's coming, folks. It is coming. I know we got to get to break. We've got another half hour of the show left, so don't go anywhere. We've got more coming up. Let's reach out to Colonel Doug McGregor.
I was just checking.
He's hopefully going to be joining us here because he's got a lot to say. I think we can talk to him about what's going on in Israel and get his perspective. So don't go anywhere. Right here on InfoWars, Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel sitting in for Alex Jones.
Please remember, We are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers in the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones. leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
And welcome back. This is Operation Burning Edge. Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel live on InfoWars, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. We're talking about it all here, you know, as our good friend Michael Adams just published on Natural News, War, Famine, Financial Collapse, Every Engineered Crisis is a cover story for a larger globalist crime or power grab. I mean, that is, in fact, really what's happening overall, isn't it, Michael?
It is. We've been working on our own comms plans, our communications plans, actually, you know, communicating constantly with Anthony Rubin down in the Darien Gap and that sort of thing. And one of the things that we've been deployed already, Anthony's not using it now, but we have been, is satellite radios, actually, and Starlink. I don't know how long Starlink will work if there's some big deal going on, but it's actually been very useful for us down in Panama. And it's we got it from sat123.com. They actually donated it to us. And it's incredible. We just took an EcoFlow that they donated, sat123.com, and we took the EcoFlow.
That's our backup power supply.
Yeah, that was our backup power supply for the, then all we needed was the EcoFlow and we had a solar panel.
Yeah.
And the Starlink. And then we have super fast internet anywhere that we go. You can take it in the, we actually took it up in a dugout canoe of Piragua for about, 4 hours upriver. So we were way out in the jungle. And actually did a live hit with
multiple
live hits.
Chuck Holton even used it to do a live hit right from Baja Chiquito.
That's right. He was on Newsmax or somebody. Yeah. I don't know, CBN or something. And, we were out in this remote village in the Darien Gap. And it's interesting because you can just lug these things with you now. Just keep them waterproofed and you're good to go.
Yeah. I mean, they even have small ones like the size of a car battery. I mean, this is the technology that Sat123 has right now. Go to sat123.com. I highly recommend it because when you are out in the middle of nowhere or when the lights go out, you can have your solar power backup supply so that you can actually connect. And thank you to the team at Sat123 for that Starlink. We would never, ever have been able to get our job done the way we did and be so proficient and pump the information out to the world the way we did, because that was pretty viral stuff.
Interestingly, on energy, like Anthony, his GPS went out in the jungle at one point, so I lost him for a night. And then he was able to get it charged up in a village. And now he just made it out of the Darien Gap again, and the electricity has been out in Darien for 3 days. It just started again a few hours ago because the roads were closed and the fuel wasn't moving down into the Darien Gap in Panama. So his phones went out again. You have to have power sources, obviously. One of the things that people use in the wars is these new solar-powered power banks. But those things, those tiny solar panels, I mean, first of all, you have to have sun, and secondly, that's not a lot of wattage, right?
Yeah.
So you got to be really prepared on you know, okay, you've got your phone and all that stuff, but you have to have power, and communications is absolutely vital. One of the things that I was teaching people in various conflicts is how to use whistles, and so in fact, when I brought congressmen and others down to the Darien Gap, I gave everybody whistles. Right. So that if anything happens, you blow your whistle and we show up. So teach your neighbors how to use things like whistles.
Just not cicada whistles.
Not, oh, Lord, have mercy. Don't tell the cicada story unless you want to.
No. We'll skip
it. You can tell it if you want. Let's roll with it.
All right. Go ahead. You tell it. You tell it
better. You were the eyewitness that was better. Okay. We were down at SpaceX, right? And we had assembled this, or some people actually assembled with us. Those were the problems, actually. So we were down at SpaceX. Looking at the border, we were trying to impel Elon Musk to go look at the border, which has succeeded, whether he knew it or not. And so we didn't actually meet with Elon, but we were just trying to nudge him along the border because people are coming across the border right into SpaceX property there at Boca Chica. It's on the border of Mexico, right? So when we first got down there, a couple of people that joined our party, one of them heard this whistling going on, and he thought it was cartels with whistles. And so the next thing you know, these guys break out rifles and stuff, and they think we're about to be attacked. I wasn't there. I was actually in town doing some meetings. Ann was there, and she's like, what's up with the guns? I mean, And they're like, those are the cartels are moving in on us. They were cicadas.
It was cicadas in the trees. That's what it turned out to be. So
be careful who you bring to the border.
Or
who you allow to join you.
Or just be careful not to succumb to fear porn. Just look at the facts in front of you and just do a little bit of research. So again, we're sitting here talking about the impending global collapse, the manufactured crisis that we see with wars everywhere, the food instability. Communications is definitely going to be problematic. But again, this is all because they need a financial reset. These globalist demons have spent us into an oblivion, and they have profited. Look, the central banks right now are essential depositories, I should say, are low on gold because the central bankers around the world are buying as much as they can. The BRICS nations are standing up their own financial security with gold-backed currencies, and the international banking cabal led by the demons over at the Federal Reserve. Remember the Jekyll Island story? Those guys, that's right. They've hijacked everything. We're never supposed to have an outside organization running our currency, our money. It should have been the Treasury. And they're the only ones that can, print gold and silver as honest money tender per our Constitution. So we've got a calamity coming because they've organized it. And they need a reset to restart this whole thing all over again. And the definition of insanity is what, Michael?
Doing the same thing over and over and over and getting punched in the nose every time.
Expecting a different outcome. It's not going to happen. So, you know, we've got a military draft that potentially is going to be in play here. We've got the
military draft. That's important. As they commit our troops to another, it's not an idiotic war if you want to destroy our military. Just like vaccine. You see, the Marine Corps commandant had a heart attack the other day, by the way. I'm not saying anything about the vax, I have no idea. It's just another coincidence. But bottom line is, destroying our military, whether through combat or through biological means, prescribing drugs that makes them crazy and that sort of thing. And then start with a draft. And who are you going to draft? You're going to draft these people coming through the Darien Gap, Syrians, Haitians, basically make a death squad. And that will absolutely work. People may say it won't work, but it will. And that's clearly what's coming. The enemies are signaling that's what's coming. They're not hiding it. Listen to Alex.
No, they're not hiding it. In fact, they're already offering the pathway to citizenship. Look what's happening in Chicago. If you are an illegal alien, you can now go and become an American citizen, a U.S. citizen, if you decide to become a member of the police force. This is, in fact, what is happening. They're offering pathways to citizenship by now arming and giving authority to illegal aliens that can turn around and point the gun at you. Can you imagine that? An illegal alien today, a U.S. citizen tomorrow, arresting another U.S. citizen tomorrow. This is, in fact, they are building like Barack Obama wanted, his private army. They are building it right here. The Trojan horse is coming across the border right now by the millions. We've had, upwards of 9 million people that we know of during Joe Biden's, and we've gotten millions of gotaways that we don't know of. In fact, Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, talked about the fact he believes currently today in mass, in total, we have somewhere between 40 and 50 million illegal aliens in the United States of America. That's 1 in 7 people, folks. That's 1 in 7 is an illegal alien. And the ones coming across the border today, whether they stream in and Customs and Border Protection cuts a hole in the fence and the Texas National Guard comes in and repairs the fence right after them, they're all getting $2,200 a month. Or if they just use the Customs and Border Protection app that the cartels have managed to spoof using VPNs so they can make it look like they're coming from wherever in the world and make an appointment, they skip and fly right into the city of their choice and collect their check. This is going on right underneath our noses, right out in the open. There, Mayorkas, if anybody paid attention to his testimony the other day, it was disgusting. He was just absolutely reprehensible. Shout out to Josh Hawley for ripping him a new one several times over and over again. Same with Christopher Wray, disgusting. These people, shout out to Ivan Raikland, who came up to him after he testified. These people are the worst of the worst. They don't represent you and me. They're unelected bureaucrats, and they're there to make sure that the globalist agenda of destabilizing America is complete, so that we can roll up into this one world government. So we've got the military draft. We've also got domestic terrorism. You want to talk about that?
It's just a matter of time. I mean, in a big, big way. I mean, seriously, you should see some of these Syrians coming through. They've got the eye of the tiger. These are very serious people, as are a lot of the Chinese. We have numerous different ecosystems of enemies coming in, and listen. This idea that they need to come to the United States for a job, if anybody still believes that, you're just going to die. I mean, you're just too stupid to save, to be honest. I mean, seriously, we got aliens going across the border into Mexico. We just crossed into Mexico yesterday, and guess where we went to first? Sam's. We didn't have a Sam card, cost $100, so we went over to Walmart down the road. So there's a, this is in Mexico, right?
Beautiful. But they're supposed to be poor.
Yeah, they're supposed to be poor, but we didn't have a Sam's card for $100. Cost $100 to shop here. And so we went to Walmart, and as normal, huge Walmart, right? And they're giving death jabs at the front door.
Right.
I mean, so the idea that they need to come to the United States to survive, or they're some sort of, it's just completely false. They're passing through Panama, where Americans go down and buy houses, where huge numbers of people go on vacation. They pass through Costa Rica. Many people watching this have been, I spent 3 months in Costa Rica. It's a huge tourist destination. Then they go to Nicaragua, a little bit rougher. Then they continue north up. They'll go through places like, of course, finally they'll go through Guatemala. Yesterday when we were crossing the border from Belize into Mexico, we met a German and an Estonian, a man and woman on bicycles, and they're going up from, they had just come through Guatemala on bicycles. So they're touring through on bicycles. They just come. They were leaving Belize and going into Mexico. So, you know, Guatemala is so dangerous that they're bicycling across it. I asked them how it was, and they said, oh, it's beautiful. We loved Guatemala. So, I mean, on bicycles, right? But this is all played up like these are the most dangerous places in the universe. So, I mean, this is not what's going on down here. You know, Colombia, I know people that have moved to Colombia because they love Colombia. And yet Colombia is, you know, one of the main thoroughfares to get to the United States.
Yeah, it's all about ending up here in the United States. They need martial law here, Michael. I really think that, you know, with the polling coming out, President Trump is running away in terms of the polling for the election. And again, he stands up to these globalists. He always has. You know, for those people that say, oh, he's supporting the jab and all this. Well, I do say this much. He didn't mandate it. You know, I disagree with him on the effectiveness of the jab. I think it's a kill or death shot. But he did not mandate it, unlike the Biden regime and everybody else, including Secretary of Defense, you know, what's his face? I can't stand that guy. Not Milley, the other guy. Secretary of Defense. Just went right out of my head. I can see him with his Darth Vader glass on. Austin, Lloyd Austin.
Oh,
you know, he mandated the jab, right, on the military and left our military in shambles. You know,
have you noticed our senior? I used to say I've never seen a dumb American admiral or general, flag officer. But now I see they're quite low wattage, like C.Q. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs,
yeah,
or Mark Milley.
For that purpose.
They are actually quite dull.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that are rising to the top, they're not the creme de la creme that I'm used to seeing. I mean, I used to listen to military officers very closely. I learned a great deal from them when I was in the Army.
Yeah.
And as the years unfolded. And now I'm like, okay, I'm suspect when I meet somebody with stars.
Well, you still have McGregor. You still have Flynn. These are two sources.
Speaking of which, McGregor may come on.
Very, very valuable in terms of resources and understanding of the world events unfolding. But again, the martial law aspect of all this, I think, is a real threat for the sovereignty of you, the American people out there. If they can get enough destabilization in this country by bringing in all of these illegals, that once the food supplies really start to choke, as we just explained, Panama is in crisis mode right now. That government is up for grabs at the moment. It could completely destabilize. And the Panama Canal, look, the Panamanians are rioting so much. They're so angry. They're actually throwing sand into the canal as a show, a demonstration that they want to shut everything down. And so understanding all of this, you destabilize the cities here in this country and you go into what would be considered civil war or uprisings, George Floyd on steroids in every Democrat stronghold city around the country. And frankly, even the red states, because they're shipping these illegals to red states, and the governors like Abbott, the WEF puppet that he is, and DeSantis are helping push these migrants all over the country instead of deporting them back, which is their constitutionally protected right, and they should defend their people in their own states. Instead of spending the money to send them home, they're spending the money to send them further into the country to make sure there's an evil sprinkling of these illegals everywhere. So martial law, I think, is a real thing, Michael. I think we really are looking at it as a way to stop the elections from moving forward in November.
I'm not going to even caveat that with I think. It's clearly coming. It's like amazingly obvious, like tomorrow sunrise. It's coming. You know, downtown in Panama City, Panama, there's a big Agenda 30 billboard right at the busiest area of Panama City. They've staked their gang colors down there. And then you see Chinese Communist Party, or not, it's actually Chinese investment signs all over the place. They're doing that all over the United States. They're doing it all over Europe. And the bottom line is, we're going into a war. It's very clearly we're coming into a war. That's why, again, I returned to the United States in 2020 because I saw it coming. I spend most of my time in places like Asia and across Europe and the wars and that sort of thing. I've seen a lot of war. I know what it smells like. It's clearly coming to our shores. You're not going to be able to win playing defense. You will absolutely be destroyed if you play defense. If you sit down and like, hey, I'm going to guard my house, you've already lost. It's over.
Well, you're not going to even have a house left to guard, Michael, because the interest rates are skyrocketing. So the amount of contracts right now, if you're starting to watch the trends in real estate, the market is turning, and it has turned. It is now going in the other direction. People can't afford to buy homes, and those that got in with the adjustable rate mortgages are going to start to really feel the pain because interest rates have skyrocketed, and they're still going to have to go up because inflation isn't cooling down because they keep printing money. It's not about this hot job market. It's about the fact that government is printing money into an oblivion, which is driving inflation up. And so, therefore, rates have to go up to try and cool the inflation that they keep manufacturing by sending all this money, printing money to spend over on Ukraine and elsewhere around the world, as opposed to protecting the veterans and the homeless. And so you're going to start to see homelessness start to really skyrocket in this country, not only from the migrant invasion, the invading army that's coming in, but because people simply are going to be without a home to live in right now.
One of the most key points here. Remember what Stalin did with the kulaks. Moved people into their homes.
Right.
Hitler with the Jews, right? And this is an old story that goes through space and time. Over in Netherlands, you see the Dutch government floating the ideas that you may have to take migrants into your home in the wintertime, right? The Dutch are like, oh, no, they'll never actually do that. And I'm like, listen, they couldn't have been any clearer with what they just said, right? And the same will happen to the United States. You'll end up being forced in one way or another to take them into your homes. How can you do that? First of all, you can't afford anything. So the government can say, hey, we'll just print some more money and give you $400 a month to take every head that you take in. And then they'll just cut those payments off eventually, right? And then you'll be with a bunch of Salvadorians, as Matt Bracken might say, right? In one of his books, he actually talked about that. In one of his books, a family, Salvadorians are forced into somebody's homes. Matt Bracken, who's been on with Alex Jones many, many times. He has been prescient like Alex, actually. Matt Bracken, actually, I took to the Darien Gap. Matt Bracken sees how the Darien is going so much that he actually took off with me. He's a former Navy SEAL officer. He spent, I think, maybe 3 weeks with me down in Panama. And so the bottom line is they will be in people's homes. One way or another, you're going to end up with millions of aliens in people's homes, and they will end up taking those homes one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, remember, your constitutional rights protect you from having to quarter soldiers, right? But look at these people as soldiers of an invading army, because that is, in fact, what they are. And they're being told the Chinese doctrine is such that they believe that the land in the United States of America, in fact, the Americas, both the northern and southern American continents, they believe belongs to them because they believe that the DNA on that soil is, in fact, Chinese DNA, i.e. the American Indian, and they believe is the ancestor to the Chinese. Ergo, this land is their land. That's how they see it. We've had generals on my show that will talk about the satellite imagery that is used just by Google Earth of every single house in the United States of America has already been earmarked to a member of the CCP. Why do you think, again, they're letting all these Chinese come over here? Because these Chinese are coming over here with the intent to take your home. I saw it where I lived most recently in Sarasota. I lived in a community. And in the only short amount of time I was there, about a year and a half, we saw about 13 different Chinese families move in. And out of nowhere, they just started showing up. Now, a lot of the houses in there, guess what, were owned by, wait for it, BlackRock. That's right. BlackRock owned a lot of the homes in there. The one we were renting at the time did not. It was owned by a private investor. But again, BlackRock was in that neighborhood with a lot of homes. And who do you think's moving in there? That's right, the Chinese. So, in fact, this is a well-organized machine and operation that is underway. And, you know, at this point, it's like until we stand up and fight back and declare our sovereignty, we can't stop what's coming if we don't finally agree to the fact that it is coming, and it is coming. So we're looking at financial survival. We're looking at food survival. We're looking at potential kinetic survival. These are all the ingredients, a recipe for what is going to be the ultimate takedown of America if we're not prepared for those areas.
Right. Keep going. I'm getting into this because it's absolutely accurate.
Well, again, you know, the other aspects of medical survival. Have you actually reached out? Have you got your medicine shelf stocked with what you need? Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, fenbin, any of the over-the-counter or prescription medications that you need. You know, there's organizations out there like We the People Healthcare Clinic, WTPHealthcare.com, WTPHealthcare.com. They're out of Venice, Florida. I've seen their operation. I'm actually a member, and I live 2 hours from there. Why? Because it saves me about $700 a month. I canceled my health care insurance at Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I went with the folks at Venice. Why? Because I can get everything I need there under one roof, and God forbid I need an MRI or a CAT scan. They have it contracted for about $200-$250 to get any sort of imaging like that done. This is where we're having to shift to. It's that parallel economy. It's the realization that the global system that has been built around us, while it was advantageous and convenient for many, many years, it lulled us into a sense of false security. And now these people are out for blood. They're out for our
Can
blood.
Can I say something about yeah. homes? When Masako Ganaha and Chuck Holton and I, we flew over to Japan, and we went to Ishigaki Island, right? And again, I mentioned before, they have plans now. Ishigaki Island is part of Okinawa Prefecture for you Marines and Air Force who were stationed out there. You know it quite well. And Ishigaki is very close to Taiwan. That's why we went there. It's sort of like the Key West of Japan, you might say. It's very close to Taiwan. So any invasion of Taiwan would probably, or a serious war, would end up with people flooding into Ishigaki Islands, right? Okinawa Prefecture. The mayor was very clear. We were in his office. He said, my people will move out. And then the Taiwanese, and he said, you know, basically mainlanders as well, will end up taking the homes of my people. So, I mean, basically, that's a weaponized migration.
That's a weaponized
migration. And now you've taken part of Japan by default, right?
Yeah. That is the weaponized migration. And this is the push and pull, as you always say, of the pressure.
And another thing about the human osmotic pressure that's vital, and this is one of the many reasons we watch food so much, not just food, whether or not you have enough, but whether or not you can afford it. As they continue to open these routes through the South America, if you can get your feet in South America, you can get anywhere in the United States easily, right? Go right through the Darien Gap. They're doing it as we speak, right? Now, as this path widens and grows, they're building two new camps down in the Darien Gap right now. Masako Ganaha and I just chartered an airplane recently, a couple of weeks ago, and we flew over them. Also, we were on the ground looking at them. Actually, Ann was down there just before that, went in on the ground, was in and saw one of the giant new camps. Anyway, so the bottom line is, as this human osmotic pressure builds, the routes to the United States are being widened. You see,
right.
So they're building the runway. The runway is already open, landing a lot of people, so to speak, but they're actually, that number is increasing dramatically. I said on last time I was on with Alex Jones that I expected I expected a good 10,000 a day to be coming through sometime in early 2024. Yesterday, one of the Embra Indians told me this morning, a few hours ago, he said that yesterday 6,000 came through yesterday, right? So we're actually going up towards that 10,000 already.
And this is on the tail end of the rainy season, which is really dangerous. When I was there, 50 people had died in a mudslide coming through the Darien Gap in the jungles because that's the rainy season. And they weren't slowing down. They kept speeding right up. We're into the dry season. So at 10,000.
Dry season will start in roughly late January.
Right.
And actually, there's another issue. The Lake Gatun Lake, which you were out on, you should see all the treetops there, like tens of thousands of treetops showing. These are treetops that have been covered up since more than a century now.
Right.
And because the water's getting so low that they're reducing the number of ships that go through and the draft on the ships as well to about half of what they normally are. And also salt water's coming into the Panama City, or eventually we'll get into the Panama City drinking water supply.
Well, folks, we're about rounding it out here on our 2 hours hosting for Alex Jones, Michael Yon, and Vandersteel. Really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to the emergency transmission coming out of here in Central America. It is critical that you get off the couch. It's game time, it's show time, and it's time to stand up. This is a second revolution, and this is an emergency broadcast coming out of Central America live here on InfoWars, MadMaxWorld.tv. Thank you so much for allowing us to have this opportunity, Alex, and God bless you.
Please remember, we are listener-supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez, here on the third and the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. I want to welcome every single one of you guys. We have a lot of news to get to today, a lot of developments going on across the entire globe, with the globalist developments continuing every single day. We go further and further and further down the timeline. America's role, America getting absolutely sodomized, bent over, and pretty much taking everything from us while we give everything to everybody else. It doesn't matter what country it is, whether it's Israel, Ukraine, the Palestinians. It really doesn't matter. It just seems like, and I think everyone can see it by now, that the United States of America is obviously last on the list, according to everyone and anyone that is not truly pro-America. And if you are pro-America, you get put on a terrorist watch list. Oh, yeah. You are pro-America. You love the United States of America. The FBI is going to monitor you. They're going to surveil you. You're going to be designated a right-wing domestic MAGA Republican terrorist. While meanwhile, we're getting infiltrated the past 3 years, going on 3.5 years, with actual Islamic terrorists. So, and, you know, now FBI Director Christopher Wray and, you know, DHS, they're all putting out warnings like, hey, we might be infiltrated the next 14 months. You know, there's a possible terror threat here in the United States of America, especially with the amplification going on in the Middle East between Israel, and the Palestinians. But, you know, I guess we'll deal with that problem once it happens. But we all know why, and we all know just exactly why the FBI, their attention is totally not on the actual threats here to the West. Their attention is on you. Their attention is on me. Their attention is on Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones. And shout out hashtag free Owen Schroyer. We're praying for him every single day for his safe voyage back home as he is a political prisoner in the DC gulags. Absolutely insane. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the future for every single one of us. And I think we all know that. I think we all see that. We see the writing on the wall. And I'm going to be honest with you. If you're the type of individual that's sitting here and you're kind of thinking to yourself, well, I don't know. That's not really me. I'm not that controversial. I don't have a show. I'm not on Rumble. I'm not on radio. I'm not on social media. I just kind of believe what I believe behind the scenes, and I'm not very vocal about it. Well, that's kind of why we're losing, to be honest with you. But also, at some point, it doesn't matter. These people will force you to pick a side. These people will draw you out one way or another. They will draw your values out. And the way they draw your values out is that they continue with their tyrannical rule. They continue with their tyrannical decrees. They continue with their unlawful so-called laws, with their censorship they slap on individuals, with their surveillance they slap on Americans. Because the moment you come out and you say, yeah, no thank you, you are
identifying yourself as part of the rebellion. That's what this is all coming down to, guys. This is not Republican, Democrat. This isn't even MAGA. This isn't even leftist. This isn't even, you know, left or right, like I always say. It's just straight up good versus evil. And whether you are a part of the machine or whether you're part of the rebellion. I mean, it's either or, man. You are either, you know, a Skynet NPC, or you are John Connor and part of the absolute resistance here in the United States of America. And I think it's you got to just distill it down to that, because that's how the New World Order views every single one of you. Because when you come out, like I always say, it doesn't matter what your politics are. It doesn't mean a damn thing. When you come out and say no to the Biden regime, when you come out and say no to Klaus Schwab, when you come out and say no to the authoritarian, communist, fascist, homosexual imperialists in this country, and you don't want to bend the knee to ESG, you don't want to bend the knee to the diversity hire at work, you know, you don't want to bend the knee to the next, you know, protected class citizen that's standing right before you. When you don't want to bend the knee to their critical race theory or your children, you don't want to bend the knee and hand your children over to the homosexual groomer pedophiles. When you don't want to capitulate, you don't want to wear a mask, you don't want to take a jab, you don't want to listen to whatever the newest update and order is from the New World Order, you immediately mark yourself as an individual, a part of the resistance, a defector. And therefore, you are a terrorist. You are a threat to the regime. Because you represent something that they're attempting to stop, and that's freedom. We've got a long show ahead of us. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I think Jack Posobiec blew it up everywhere this morning of DeSantis coming out, just straight up saying it. Just, you know, Trump should be removed if he's convicted of any of these crimes. Trump should be removed. And I was telling people, I've been telling people, I mean, I'm pretty sure Alex and Owen and all the guys and anyone that's actually paying attention could see and predict that with all of the deep state operations being run on President Donald J. Trump, with the lawfare and the indictments and all of the false flags that have been run on MAGA, they are all leading to one thing, and that's to take down MAGA. That's to take down Trump. That's to take down the American people. And any movement that resembles freedom, patriotism, American nationalism, because the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the intelligence agencies, the DOJ, crooked DAs, all the Soros-appointed DAs, and anyone that's been installed as a so-called elected official, it's all for this very reason. It's all for this very purpose. All these crooked judges. It's not for justice. It's not for, you know, weighing out fair on scales of justice or error or wickedness. No, they are there to keep the scales bending over to wickedness in the name of social justice, in the name of keeping the balance and the force. We got a bunch of dark side users right now, literally in the federal government, New World Order proxies and pawns, World Economic Forum Satanists, Luciferians in Hollywood, the music industry, so-called education, obviously the federal and the local governments. And they're pushing everything on the next generation. But the point is this, and I think people are starting to identify that this is not just about Trump. This is not just about Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer. This is the future of every single American. And I think we all saw this. All the InfoWarriors saw this. When Alex Jones and InfoWars and Owen and all the guys were deplatformed during the Trump administration, they were punished for amplifying Donald J. Trump and getting him unelected in 2016. Everyone was punished on social media. You guys notice that, right? I mean, we know this. This is American history that they've attempted to wipe out because they don't let you platformed anywhere so you can't actually recite what happened to you. But some people have been allowed back on Twitter, but still, you know, that's an uphill battle going on right now. But a lot of people got punished for amplifying MAGA in 2016. People got deplatformed. They got depersoned. They got debanked. They got absolutely 100% stripped of their identity on social media, in the public. I mean, Alex Jones, like I say, InfoWars is, you know, public. I wouldn't say public enemy. Well, I guess depending on who the public is, if it's the commies and the New World Order NPCs, but deep state enemy number one, InfoWars Alex Jones was the type. And then ultimately it led to Donald J. Trump. They deplatformed him on Twitter, a sitting U.S. president, designated him a threat to society, designated him a threat with his rhetoric because of his speech amplifying riots. And J6 was the absolute worst attack on our democracy since 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. I mean, all of that sounds absurd, I know, but it's for a reason. The absurdity is by design. The absurdity is not meant to make sense. The absurdity is meant to be a psyop. It's meant to warp the mind of the individual that's not actually thinking clearly, that's not actually thinking on their own. I mean, I would rather someone think negatively. At least they're thinking on their own. You know what I'm saying? But the deep state has gotten so advanced that they are just thinking for people. They tell people what to believe. They are their fact checkers. They are their overlords. They are all the homosexuals on CNN, and they've infiltrated the so-called right-wing space of the Uniparty, even churches. That's what cultural Marxism is. That's why you're seeing all these, you know, gay pride flags all up and down these so-called houses of worship. It's all by design. But ultimately, all of this is meant to take down what you and I represent. That's the American citizen. That's the American operation. That's the American dream. That's the American story. That's the American. And I think every single one of us can identify that very clearly right now. But like I say, I mean, they go after Alex, deplatforming InfoWars. They take it to a sitting United States president. But then, you know, if you did notice at the time, nobody wanted to touch InfoWars. Nobody wanted to be associated with Alex Jones. No one wanted to be associated until, you know, the conservative alternative new right wing establishment media says it's okay. Until they say it's okay, well, then you could start affiliating with the bad guys. Then you could start affiliating with the deplatformed. Then you could start affiliating with those that have been cast out to the island of misfit talk show hosts. You know, it's like, so how come like the right wing conservative so-called alternative media side of things? So when they say it's okay to identify or to associate with InfoWars, Alex Jones, or anyone that's been deplatformed, okay, well, now we can come together. And have you noticed that they do that when it's too late? Have you noticed when they do that when, you know, that should have been happening when this first all went down during Trump's first term? But now here we are in 2023. Now all of it, well, welcome to the party, dude, because now people are identifying that you're either going to be a turncoat and you're going to associate with the deep state and pedophile YouTube and abide by the TOS and somehow think that you could build a platform on these satanic platforms. And then like someday what? You're just going to just flip the switch someday and start saying how you really feel. And then what? Lose your entire platform for, it doesn't make any sense. These people are grifters and these people are turncoats and they're abiding by TOS because they're afraid to speak out against the deep state. And I would argue because there's a lot of money to be lost, but this is when you begin to see who's actually authentic and who's not, because this is not about money. This is not about, oh, well, you hear this all the time. Long game, man. We got to play the long game. So just keep your head down, abide by the TOS. Don't piss anybody off. And you know, we'll do something. You know, further down the line in the future, like do what after you've accumulated all your deep state New World Order money on YouTube and abiding by the TOS, one day you're just going to flip that switch and start speaking out against them. It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. However, it makes sense if these people are actually turncoats and they don't really care about the state of the union, the future of the union and the soul of this nation. That makes sense to me. And you know, one thing I'm going to say is the reason why I'm bringing this up is because now you're starting to identify, people are starting to realize that, you know, it doesn't matter whether I identify with that first group of people that got accused of being alt-right and white supremacists and they were cast away and never to be heard from ever again and deplatformed. I don't want to associate with that because that means I'm going to lose my brand. That means I'm going to lose my platform. That means I'm going to get hit next. Well, they did it to a sitting U.S. president. Okay. So like what are you and what am I? What are you and what am I? And I think a lot of people are waking up to this reality, and I don't know if it's too late, but I'd rather people wake up than never. I'd rather people wake up late than I guess wake up never. But I do find it interesting that all of a sudden, whenever the so-called alternative conservative right wing of things say it's okay to associate with them now, they always do it when it's far too late. They always do it when the FBI is already launching indictments and investigations into these guys. They've jumped from deplatforming to lawfare, depersoning, debanking, and throwing you in prison for speech crimes. Okay. All right. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. So that ship has already sailed. And this is why I always say, if you want to see what the future is, you just take a look at InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. And that's happening every single day. It's more than news. It's more than information. It's reality. It's the fight for the soul of the nation. It's the resistance to tyranny. It's the resistance to the dictatorial technocracy that we're all facing right now and the installed puppet regimes. It's the resistance to Satan. It's the resistance to Luciferianism, the demonic legions that we're facing every single day of our lives. I mean, people, I'm giving you a mouthful, but I'm doing this for a reason because, I mean, you gotta count the cost, man. You gotta count the cost because once this becomes a reality for you, once you start to realize that, oh wow, I'm being surveilled. I got people hitting me up saying, hey, they stopped me at the airport. They're asking me who you are and they're saying you're involved with this X, Y, and Z. Because once this becomes a reality for you, it's more than just a show. It's more than just a rant. It's more than just a talk. It's a reality of what these people are actually putting up against us. And this is why it brings me to my next point. And I really want to emphasize this because, you know, we are moving into the age, and I know Laura Loomer's been big on this, and shout out to her. She's a savage. She's a warrior. But coming down to the point where, you know, we have to identify who's who. We have to expose turncoats. We have to expose traitors. We have to expose those that claim to be on our side that are standing right behind us and shoot us right in the back of the head. When it comes down to the point when they should actually be who they said they would, but they won't because they're afraid they'll capitulate. We'll be right back.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The resistance is you, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarriors, InfoWars.com, band.video, InfoWars Worldwide, InfoWars Worldwide. The resistance can't be stopped. You want to know why? Because you're made in the image of God, and God has given you free will. Where do you think the founding fathers got the idea of God-given inalienable rights? Exactly where that comes from. That can't be taken from you. That can't be given to you, by the way. A lot of people get that wrong. You can't be given your God-given rights by any human being. Therefore, they can't be taken away. You see, this is what the Satanists and the Luciferians and the globalists, the occult, they all know this. They're all attempting to figure out how to bypass your free will. That's when demonic possession comes in. I mean, have you really thought about it? Ever encountered a demon-possessed person? Pretty surreal. Pretty shocking, by the way. I don't encourage people to go seek that out, but, you know, when it happens, you're like, oh, damn. Well, so this is what it sounds like. This is what it looks like. But I mean, why do demons possess human beings? Why do they want to fill the shell, which is your body, take control of your psyche, to take control of your mental, to take control of your physical actions and your thinking? Why do they do that? Does it scare you? Does it scare everybody watching? Why is there demonic possession? Really think about that. Yes, it's for torture. It's for the purposes of oppression, but also it's to bypass your free will. That's exactly what it does. I mean, I was a youth pastor for about 6 years, and we dealt with demon-possessed teenagers, preteens, and, you know, a lot of kids that never believed any of this stuff existed. Oh, they became believers after they encountered this stuff. I'll tell you that for sure. Because once you start encountering these supernatural demonic entities, one concludes, well, then God has to be real. Because if that side's real and I'm experiencing this, then Christ, you know, it happens every day. It happens every day. But whenever you hear testimony from demonic possessions or people that have experienced this kind of oppression and torture, it's psychological, it's mental, it's spiritual torture. People always describe that. They knew that they were still present, but there was someone else in control. You always hear that. I was still somewhere there, but I wasn't in control. I lost total control of my mind, my body, what I was thinking. And it's as if almost my free will was totally stripped away from me. And that's a freaky thing to think about, isn't it? Isn't it a scary thing to think about your free will absolutely stripped away from you? And you're conscious to at least know it's happening, but there's nothing. There's not a single thing you could do about it. You see, this is what Satan has always attempted to do. And this is why the New World Order, that are all Antichrist and Luciferian and the occult, this is why they all have this singular agenda. The singular agenda is to bypass your free will. And they'll attempt to do this through what they call black magic, the occult, interfacing, manifestations. They'll attempt to do this through their seances. They'll attempt to do this through interfacing with off-world entities, whether they call it aliens, whether they call it the star people. I mean, you see different civilizations throughout human history. They all have their different versions of this. And the same end goal is always to bypass the free will of the individual so that the entity can come in, direct them, guide them, control, and show them advanced wisdom that leads them to advanced technology, or it's in the forms of torment and oppression and mass fear and chaos in the mind. But ultimately, what's the end game? It's bypass the free will. Bypass the free will. And that's why you're seeing this right now with the World Economic Forum, Nar Yuval Harari, all calling for AI to rewrite the Bible, create a new AI religion, use some kind of, you know, brainwave chips to install in the minds of human beings so we could bypass their conscience. We need VR, a VR economy. We need an AR system so human beings can jack into a grid and a matrix. It's for what reason? So they could bypass your free will. Why? I mean, take a look at social media. That's like a precursor of what's to come. You have zero control over your social media account because the overlords, they will dictate what you can or cannot say. It's very simple, right? You say the wrong thing, they call it hate speech. All right, you get deplatformed, you're gone. The next level, then they debank you. All right, you're hate speech, you're a threat to civilization. We are going to absolutely deplatform you. You're gone. We're going to debank you. You're gone. And now we're going to deperson you so you don't have an identity and you can't even speak for yourself. You can't speak to the culture. You can't speak to society. You don't get a First Amendment anymore. And now we're going to weaponize the DOJ and the FBI and the NSA and the three-letter intelligence agencies against you. And you can't put up a fight or a self-defense because you don't have a voice to even raise a cent for it. And then we'll absolutely deperson you. We're going to bypass every aspect of your entire life. We're going to throw you in a gulag. And we're going to torture you psychologically until you admit that 2 + 2 = 5. Until you admit that 2 + 2 = 5, then have you been effectively reprogrammed and free will bypassed, and now we are in total control. I mean, AI is something that these people are seriously trying to weaponize and harness against the American people. I'll tell you right now, the way that the United States of America is going militarily, all gay, woke, homosexual, drag queens in the Navy and all this crap, they're not trying to technologically advance AI to, you know, to combat China, the CCP, or the Iranians, or any threat that's foreign and abroad. No, they want to weaponize AI to go after us, just like the FBI is weaponized to go after us right now. Are they going after the terrorists? I'm going to show you guys some stories. Don't put it up yet. We're going to get into it. We got another hour and a half in this show. FBI already admitting that, oh yeah, there's going to be terrorist threats here. That's potential. But you know, we're not looking at any Islamic terrorists here in the United States. Oh, well, I wonder why. Because they're going after people like Alex Jones, InfoWars, Owen Schroyer. They're looking into Trump supporters and J6ers and political prisoners. They're not wasting their time. It's not incompetence. It's all by design. They're weaponized. They'll do the same thing. And it's all about bypassing your free will. Bypassing your free will. That is the Antichrist New World Order, satanic, Luciferian end game, end goal, which is ultimately to bypass your free will so you absolutely give over your conscience and you give over your own decisions and you put it in the hands of the Luciferians, take the mark of the beast, salute to Lucifer forever. That's a signification of your worshiping the Antichrist as God when that all goes down. And therefore, the end game is eternal damnation and the destruction of your soul and hell forever. That is why they need to bypass your will. Yes, it's about violating your freedom. It's about stripping you of your rights. It's about attempting to strip you of your God-given free will. God has given you the free will to choose good or evil. God has given you the free will to choose his son, Jesus Christ, or your father, the devil. It's your choice. No one's going to force you. God is love. God is not rape. Okay? God is love. Because God is love, God gives humanity a choice. You get to choose, man. You get to choose what side you want to be on. You get to choose what your eternal destination is. You get to choose whether you're going to side with Lucifer or you're going to side with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. It's all up to you, man. It is all up to you. God is not going to force you. God is not going to, he's not going to impose his will upon you. You are going to make that choice. You see, but this is what the other side is attempting to do, because the other side, Lucifer, Antichrist, pseudo Christ, is attempting to be in the role of God. They will attempt to bypass and overrule your God-given free will. That's the difference between the two. God will give you a choice. It's all in your hands. But the other side is going to force you. They'll force you to mask. They'll force you to take the death jab. They'll force you with the mark of the beast. If not, then you die. We'll be right back. We got a lot of news.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everybody, Rodney Outbrown here. I want to thank Alex Jones and InfoWars for offering scholarships to River University. Maybe you're watching InfoWars today and you don't know what to do with the problems that we faced in the world today. You've been through COVID-19, 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. But here at River University, not only do we show you what the problem is, but we show you how to deal with it. Come, a full 3-year bachelor degree will train you up in ministry, government, worship, that you can go out and actually bring about a transformation in the earth today. We have graduates going all over the world, from the Arctic to the Outback, and right here, this is what we do. We specialize in training people and equipping them for transformation, and that's what you'll do. So scan the QR code right now or go to riveruniversity.org and get the free scholarship offered to you by InfoWars.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Society, InfoWarriors Worldwide, InfoWars.com, Band.video, InfoWarsStore.com. Good to see every single one of you guys. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Let's get into some of this news. And like I say, man, the New World Order is going to continue to run their ops. They're going to continue to run their false flags. They're going to continue to prop up emergency situations in order to give them an excuse to impose their tyrannical laws, their tyrannical decrees, their tyrannical recommendations from the CDC and these proxy New World Order organizations. You're going to continue to see this as we go further on and on and on and on and on. This is InfoWars.com. DC mayor implements Big Brother digital vehicle tracking program amid rising car thefts. Now, obviously, this is all by design because you get these woke diversity hires. You get Mayor Muriel Bowser in there. You know, you get this woke black lady that, you know, doesn't give a damn about anybody but herself. It's like, oh, I made it, girl. I made it. I'm the mayor now, girl. You know, they don't really care about blacks. I don't know. There was other reports that were going on yesterday that, you know, face masking is now part of the rise in crime in D.C. because criminals can cover their face and commit crimes now. And I was like, oh, would you look at that? You get a woke black diversity hire that's, you know, causing black people to have to face, you know, criminal activity because, you know, that's just how these people are. You know, but they never want to learn. You know, these woke blacks, they never want to learn from their mistakes or they never really want to get it together. But anyways, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the Metropolitan Police Department, MPD, unveiled a new taxpayer-funded program that uses digital tracking tags, wow, to find stolen cars more easily. This comes as Bowser's failed progressive to fund the police policies have sparked a crime tsunami across the nation's capital. On Wednesday morning, Bowser's office stated that tracking tags will be available to residents. Would you look at this? Who live in areas with the greatest increase in vehicle theft. MPD will install the device in vehicles, allowing them to track stolen cars via a mobile device easily. Now, again, you create a problem. You cause and you create mass instability. You cause a rise in crime. You defund the police. Now, it even goes further back than that. You shut down the world, right? You shut down the world. You launch a bioweapon. You shut down the world. Mass lockdowns, mask formation psychosis, mask mandates, jab mandates. You put fear in the hearts of millions of people. And then at the same time, you weaponize and launch Antifa and BLM. George Floyd gets killed by fentanyl, in my opinion. I think that's pretty clear by now. But the entire world doesn't get the actual footage of what really went down till what, like a year and a half later? And then there's mass riots over $2 billion in insurance damage, BLM, Antifa. Mainstream media runs cover for them, refuses to call them what they really are, domestic terrorists, doing domestic terrorism. Oh, they're fiery, but mostly peaceful protests. You see, all of this leads to stuff like this. They defund the police. It gave them a reason. Defunding the police was a regime installation. That's all it was. When you take a look at the MPD in D.C., it's just a bunch of woke black people. That's all it is. Straight up. Go down there. Go down there right now. Go look at all the police officers. They're just a bunch of woke black people. When you go down there, it was just a regime installation. They put in a bunch of low IQ, woke diversity hire, affirmative action, you know, recipients, beneficiaries. You know, that's all they did. So I mean, obviously, you're going to see a mass instability. You're going to see mass destabilization. You get all these low IQ people in there. You get a low IQ woke diversity hire mayor in there. She's not going to do anything. She's there for a reason to cause the mass destabilization. So now that mass destabilization has taken place, these are just kind of like testing grounds for what they want to do with the entire country. But now they have the excuse to implement technology that will surveil your vehicles because, oh, there's just so much crime. We need a solution. There's something deeper here than just like, oh, look at what these woke morons ended up doing. They don't know what they're doing. They're so incompetent. They're just causing crime to rise. Oh, wow. Look at that. Yeah, obviously. But the bigger picture here is the outcome. And now the outcome is now they have a reason for government surveillance. Who's surveilling this? Apple? No. Who's surveilling this? The government will be surveilling these vehicles. This is why they want EVs to make it even easier. This is why they prop up these chaotic events. these engineered false flags. That's why they prop up, whether it's man-made or whether they never let a good crisis go to waste. You want to know why? Because they weaponize it, they harness it, and they utilize it to go against the people to implement more tyranny. And that's exactly what they're continuing to do with stuff like this. You may not find this to be a big deal, but this is how they run these preliminary tests, these beta tests, on what they want to do for the future. Because now that they've caused the mass destabilization, the rise in crime, because they got the woke diversity hires in power, it's the same thing with Great Reset and Build Back Better. It's the same thing with puppet Joe Biden, the same thing with cackling Kamala. Why the hell is she even there? We did it, Joe. I'm a black girl. Look at me. Like, are you serving any purpose other than just being the token black? You know what I mean? All these diversity hires that just make minorities look even more retarded. Straight up, dude. That's what it does. They're there for a reason. They're not there for the purposes of showing, you know, the diversity in our palette colors here in the United States of America and the federal government. See, it's not all just white. On the surface, yeah, that's the attack on whites. On the surface, that's the narrative that they go with to get people culturally to believe that's exactly what's going on. But that clown is there because she's there to just follow orders. These clowns are there to advance the cause of these destabilization events. So they have excuses to implement even further their tyrannical rule, their tyrannical laws. Like I say, their tyrannical little, you know, operations. And slowly but surely, they'll lean into it. You see, but this is, like I said, this is why they want EVs, because they want total surveillance on your vehicles. They need everything on a grid. Everything. Your car, your bank account, your phone, your brain, your body, everything. Your dog, dude. Your house, your AC. Gee, your freaking toaster and your refrigerator, dude. Everything, a smart house, everything's synced up, dude. Nothing. You can't have any. It's all a part of bypassing and penetrating your freaking free will, dude. That's why everything has to be on a grill, on a grid that's AI controlled. So from the back end, they can shut you out anytime that they want. And this is why I think it's pretty interesting the way that technology is going. I know, you know, Joe Rogan talks about this all the time that, you know, not just Americans, but civilization, mankind has this obsession with technology where we're constantly innovating and progressing technologically in the name of convenience, which is fine. Like, I love technology. I'm not trying to be like, you know, some outdated, I don't know, you know, old wineskin, like, oh, technology's the devil, like the water boy's mom. You know, like, no, technology can be used by the devil, can be used by evil. Just like I think technology can be used by God, can be used for good. I mean, obviously we can use a piece of technology to, you know, do God's will. But I do find it interesting, and I do think humanity has to watch itself with what's going on with tech, because it always seems to come in the name of convenience, doesn't it? It always seems to come in the name of convenience. A breakthrough in technological advancements in AI, a breakthrough in technological advancements with a smartphone, with CPU, quantum computing, a breakthrough in technological advancements. I mean, the federal government, they got stuff that you and I are not going to hear about for the next probably 100 years. Stuff that probably comes out of a sci-fi movie, dude. Like, they're sitting on it. You know, they got Skunk Works. They got all that Boeing. They have all their government contracts. They know exactly what they're doing. They got stuff that they're going to pull out for a rainy day. And I don't think they're waiting for an attack from the CCP to pull that stuff out. I don't think they're waiting an attack from Iran to pull that stuff out. They ain't waiting to go after Putin because they all have a hard on for Putin, you know? No. That's going to be reserved for you and me. That's going to be reserved for the weaponization against the American people, whatever they got, but I can guarantee you they got it. The point is this, is that for whatever reason, it seems like in the name of convenience and mixed with technology, this marriage, humanity seems to want to embrace that, and it hatches more tyranny because this technology is being weaponized against our very free will, which that is a problem within itself. But like I said, technology can be used for good as well. I'm not against it. I'm just saying be careful, because when you embrace this, you might be throwing your freedoms away for what? Convenience? Yeah, no thanks.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation, a one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is the Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1-5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alrighty, InfoWarriors, continuing on with some of the news and information today. Speaking of technology, artificial intelligence, and the threat, I think Elon Musk has been pretty open about the potential threat of AI. But also at the same time, the potential good AI could do. Because like I said, technology could be used for good or could be used for evil. Like I said, social media can be used for good. You could preach the gospel and reach millions of people without being shadow banned. But also it could be used for evil and pushing all kinds of pedophilia and, you know, degeneracy and anti-Christ agendas. And which obviously that's going to get amplified all over the place. And, you know, weaponizing against the citizens of a nation to surveil them and et cetera, and collaborating with the feds, right? That's exactly what, you know, Twitter 1.0 was all about and aspects of Facebook. But like I said, they preemptively set the narratives, right? That's what they do with propaganda. That's what propagandists have done for throughout the ages, for thousands of years. They set up the narrative. They let the narrative kind of, you know, marinate in the minds of the listener or the viewer. Let that lie continue to grow and grow and grow. Let them think about it until ultimately, well, I've been hearing it so many times. It must be true. I've been hearing it so many times. It must be true. CNN keeps saying that Donald J. Trump is a white supremacist. I mean, they've been saying that since like 2015. It must be true. It has to be some truth to this, you know? You know? Like, that's literally how people, you can't even say think. It's literally how people like function with their brain. It's just like, oh, it's been said so many times and the mainstream saying it. So there's no way that the mainstream would lie to me. There's no way that CNN would lie to me. There's no way that Fox News would ever lie to me. Little old me. They're the news. They're the truth. They're fact checking and they're making sure that they are protecting my little mind. My little fragile little mind that can't think for itself. Thank you, fact checkers. Thank you, Zuckerberg. Yes, fact check me harder, daddy. Fact check me harder, Zuckerberg. Harder, fact check me as hard as you can. Zucker, Zucker me, Zuck me, Zuck me out of existence. Zuck my mind with your fact checking, Zuckerberg. Zuck my mind. I mean, there it is. Facebook, Instagram claims to protect users by limiting posts on Middle East conflict. Oh, well, there you go. And apparently they're claiming that, oh, well, you know, you can't call people terrorists or, you know, you can't call out Hamas or the Palestinians. We got to protect people on social media so they don't get, you know, identified or doxxed. Yeah, but when it comes to Vladimir or, you know, Russians, you're allowed to dox them, call for the murder of Putin and, you know, call for the death of any Russian, you know, that's totally fine. See, but that's the point. That's the point. Is that this New World Order satanic technocracy, they ultimately decide, you know, in their minds, right? They're the overlord and they're God. They decide what's good, what's evil, what's authorized, what's unauthorized. You're allowed to call for the death of someone that we don't like, but we're going to run cover for Hamas and terrorists, right? That's the narrative that you're seeing across the entire board. Because they've created a protected class with these people. And we're going to get into this in the next hour. I don't want to get into it now. I want to save that for the fourth hour. But I want to continue with this technological issue that we have right now that we're facing in our day. And I think it's a huge problem. And the problem is we have these satanic Luciferian overlords. I mean, that's why when you listen to the World Government Summit in 2023 or you listen to Davos 2023, Klaus Schwab coming out and saying those who masters the technology of today are masters of the future. They mean that and they know that. They understand that. They understand fundamentally that if they get ahead of the times, that if they harness the technology of the future, they harness the minds of the future. And what that means is that they will control the psyche of the next generation and generations to come. Like I said, that's the Luciferian Antichrist satanic agenda, bypass the free will of mankind. But like I say, they set these narratives up. And like I said, they set the lies up. So when they finally pull the trigger, they run a false flag, they run the operation. It all makes sense when you see it because you've been preemptively warned that this is on the horizon. This is what you're going to see. And to an extent, we can do the same thing, but we do it with the truth. To an extent, we come out. If whistleblowers come out, I mean, the best example of this was the federal whistleblowers that blew the whistle on the incoming, you know, agenda to push COVID again and the lockdowns and the jabs again. And look, we got ahead of it. I mean, when I say we, Alex Jones, the InfoWarriors, we got ahead of it. We pushed it all out and it appears that they tried to do it, but it didn't hit as hard as they wanted to. You see, you can do this either way. You can do this for good. You can come out and you can thwart their operations by putting the truth out and sounding the alarm, right? And speaking to the culture and speaking to the masses like, hey, they're about to run this operation. Listen up, preemptively get ready, start resisting yesterday. So that they can't gain any ground moving forward. And that works, you guys. That's why InfoWars is so attacked. That's why the shadow banning is so aggressive. That's why the deboosting and the deplatforming is so not only aggressive, but it's effective. It's effective for this very reason. Because the InfoWars is 100% a reality. I mean, they talk about it. The feds talk about it. The FBI talks about it. The World Economic Forum talks about it. They talk about being in an information war in the time of war and in the time of human existence in intelligence agencies during political campaigns and political seasons. I mean, you're seeing this all over the world, and knowledge is power. But people that don't want accurate knowledge, you're going to be powerless because you won't know what the hell is going on. Therefore, you will not be able to know what the hell to do. That's simple. Blows my mind that people don't think about it that way. But let me show you a perfect example of this. Continuing on with the news, this is Infowars.com again. VP Kamala Harris suggests, quote, AI-enabled mis- and disinformation is an existential threat to democracy. They always go with this crap, right? Everything's a threat to democracy. Everything's a threat to democracy. And yes, AI obviously could pose a threat to you and I. And that threat is the weaponization of AI by a tyrannical government, but also the weaponization of AI via a foreign nation that hates us and wants to dismantle and destroy us. Yes, absolutely. But however, when you're hearing this from someone like Kamala Harris, she's a puppet. And this is not to warn you of a potential threat of, you know, government imminent attacks from AI on its own people or the CCP. That's the last thing she's talking about. Vice President and Artificial Intelligence Czar Kamala Harris. Wow, she really is the AI czar. Can you believe that? Total mindless diversity hire, low IQ retard, the AI czar. The AI czar. That's when you know we're in clown world, dude. That's when you know we're just living in one giant joke, simulated joke. Kamala Harris is the AI czar. Oh my God, dude. Rallied against AI-enabled mis- and disinformation. We all know what that means. And she pushed for protections against potential harm during a speech at the United States Embassy in London, one day after she's due to represent the United States at the UK's AI Safety Summit. Here's a quote. She said, President Biden and I believe that all leaders from government, civil society, and the private sector have a morale, ethical, and societal duty to make sure that AI is adopted and advanced in a way that protects the public from potential harm and that ensures that everyone is able to enjoy its benefits, Harris said. She continued by suggesting that AI-enabled mis- and disinformation is an existential threat to democracy and urging stakeholders, that's New World Order talk, that's World Economic Forum, Davos talk, urging stakeholders to, quote, consider and address the full spectrum of AI risk to make sure that AI is truly safe. Can you imagine being lectured about artificial intelligence from Kamala Harris? Like, dude, man, she's got like, she has nothing remotely close to intelligence. Okay, it's so easy to roast, you know, this puppet because she's just so retarded and mindless. But the bigger picture here is this. This is why she's there. She knows nothing of AI. She knows nothing of artificial intelligence. She literally doesn't at all. She probably thinks they're talking about Allen Iverson or something. You know what I mean? She's that stupid and woke in her head. AI probably means a black guy. AI means Allen Iverson, a black guy. You know, she's that mindless. But anyways, the bigger picture is this. That's why she's there. Because these mindless puppets, they set the narrative. It's the whole Patriot Act 9/11 installment. They set the stage. So when they themselves launch a false flag, when they themselves launch an AI cyber attack threat to society, they shut down digital grids. They shut you out of bank accounts. They shut down the military. They bypass all of our cyber security here in the United States of America. And they say it's Vladimir Putin. You know how easy they could do that? You know how easy these people can come out and blame an AI-driven cybernetic attack on the United States of America on Vladimir Putin in Russia? How would you ever know whether it was real or not? You wouldn't know, especially during this climate where everything is Putin. You know? Kamala Harris probably has like 100 hemorrhoids and they're all Putin's fault. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, that's where we're at currently right now. You would never know, but this is why they do this. They preemptively set you up because they will launch that someday. They're just getting the technology ready. They're just getting the narratives ready. And they are the ones that are saying, well, we're going to get ahead of it because we have to be the ones to make sure that the public is safe. Does that sound familiar? Kind of sounds like Zuckerberg. Kind of sounds like Facebook. The same damn thing. Get ready, guys. There's a lot ahead of us.
Please remember, we are listener supported and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alrighty, InfoWarriors, InfoWars.com, Band.video, InfoWarriors worldwide. You are now watching the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Before we begin, guys, I just want to remind you that we are listener supported. Band.video, InfoWars.com is supported by you. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out some of the products today. If you want to continue to see us living on the air, preaching on the air, putting out all the truth, putting out all the information to wake up, red pill, Christ pill, and just pull people out of the matrix, guys, we are in your hands. We are in God's hands. We're in your hands. I want to invite every single one of you guys to go to InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of great deals going on right now. 40% off vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off Down and Out sleep support, 40% off whole food vitamins, and 60% off Brain Force Ultra now. Again, just go to InfoWarsStore.com. There are so many great deals going on right now. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. We are supported by the people, we the people. That is you, the InfoWarriors, and we are thankful for you. We are 100% thankful for every single one of you, because without you, I think InfoWars would have been long gone right now. But all glory to God. God's got this thing going. We are all in God's hands, and we are thankful for your continued support. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. Support all of your favorite shows, all of your favorite show hosts, and all the operations that InfoWars does have going on for the future. So shout out to that as well. The work is never over. Alrighty, guys, let's continue on with the news. Switching gears over to what's going on with this another Middle East conflict. You guys know, if you've been listening to any one of my shows on rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, Drew Hernandez Live, or whether I'm on Based America with LFA TV or Unauthorized with Drew Hernandez on censored.tv or here on the Alex Jones Show, you guys know where I stand. I'm America first, 100, America first. We cannot afford another never-ending war, whether it's Ukraine, Israel, Palestine, Iran. We are giving hundreds of billions of dollars to everybody else but our own country, our own infrastructure, our own wallets, our own people. And the money that we do have, that's all going to these foreign wars. And you know what else? All the money that we do have, that's all going to the dirty illegals that are invading this country on a daily basis. Oh, and by the way, all the money that we do have, that's going to the Islamic terrorists that have been infiltrating this country for the past three years, going on 3.5 years under this current Biden administration. You know, it doesn't take an intel analysis or expert. It doesn't take a national security expert to conclude that if you have a wide open border for 3 years Okay. If you have a wide open border for 3 years, you are going to get bad hombres. You are going to get bad actors. You are going to get Islamic terrorists infiltrating this country fully undetected. And there are various reports going out right now. And I want to go over some of them because they are very imperative to understand, especially with your normie friends. But before we do that, I just want to put this out to everyone out there. Really pay attention to how this is unfolding on the minds of every single American. You really think that you could sustain another $20 trillion war and conflict in the Middle East? You think that you could sustain that? Listen, I understand the biblical support of Israel. I understand blessing God's people. God will bless you. And if you curse them, God will curse you. I understand that. And I'm paraphrasing, correct? I understand that. But why does that always mean money? Like, are you that carnal as a so-called Christian that the only way you can bless Israel, the only way you could bless someone is by giving them money? I guess prayers don't mean anything. I guess prayers are useless to God, aren't they? God only wants money, right? And it's so crazy. It's so crazy that so-called evangelical Christians, they push this narrative and then they wonder why Jews get stereotyped. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wonder why Jews get stereotyped. Yeah, the only way you could bless Israel, the only way you could bless the Jews is if you just give them all your money. Cause they want all your money. The Jews want all your money. They just want it. Israel is gonna take all your money. And they wonder why they get stereotyped for that. It really blows my mind. It's not biblical, dude. You could bless people in other ways other than going bankrupt. In my opinion, that's like a prosperity level doctrine when that gets twisted like that. I'm America first, dude. I'm not going to go into another $20 trillion in debt for another conflict in the Middle East. I'll break this down more on the other side.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalist, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
And we are back. Like I said, America first. American interest, American security, American prosperity, the American citizen first. You know, I saw this report the other day and I thought it was hilarious. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I saw it and I was just, you know, cause I saw it in a lot of right wing spaces and I was just like shaking my head, man. I don't know if you guys saw the report where they were like, Congress reallocates, $14.9 billion. Takes it away from the IRS to give it to Israel. I'm like, what the, why? What about us? You know, what about me? What about the American people? You saw people like all over Twitter, like based, take $15 billion away from the IRS and give it to Israel. It's like, well, we got a bunch of homeless. We got veterans out on the street. You know, American infrastructure is crumbling everywhere. Americans are plunging into poverty. We don't have a border anymore. It's wide open and the federal government refuses to lift a finger for obvious reasons. Damn, my paycheck's getting raped. Your paycheck's getting raped. Groceries are quadrupled. Milk is like quadrupled. Damn, we don't even have baby food for American babies, man. My gosh, I saw that. I was just like, dude, come on. What a joke. You know what I mean? What a freaking joke. Like people actually believe so much for like fiscal conservatism, right? So much for fiscal conservatism. Oh yeah. We're like, I mean, the government just tells us we're 30. Yeah, there is House Republicans aim to pay Israel aid who cuts to IRS funds. It was like somewhere near like $15 billion. And like a lot of right wingers were like, oh yeah, dude, based. Let's just go poor. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Poverty. It's great, isn't it? It's great. Yeah, great, guys. You want to be poor? Yeah, it's going to be fun, huh? Well, at least you gave all your money to Israel. At least you gave all your money to Ukraine. At least you gave all your money to the Palestinians, and you're funding all of it. You are funding World War III. That's nice, isn't it? Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice, guys? The United States of America, the American taxpayers, we're going to fund World War III. We're going to fund our own destruction. We're going to fund death of Jews, and we're going to fund death of Muslims and Ukrainians and Russians, and we're funding death, guys. Woohoo! So much fun. Unreal. Unreal. And, you know, and then you get hit because you don't want to be, you know, you're not, I mean, there's a time for war, but there's also these operations that are being run on us, the American people, because our bank accounts are getting raped. Why? And I don't understand. Like, you get like these so-called Christians and right-wingers are like, all of a sudden they're not America first anymore. All of a sudden they're not America first anymore. All of a sudden, like, just give all our money, give all our money, give all our money. Like, no, dude. No, I don't want to. I don't want to. We're not going to be a blessing to anybody if we cannot sustain ourselves and survive as a nation. We can't be an ally to anybody if we aren't even ourselves standing on our own two feet. Oh, Drew, we're so rich, you don't even understand. That's a psyop, dude. That's what they want you to believe. We are not wealthy. This country is poor. This country is, they tell you that $30 trillion in debt. That's just what they tell you. Our debt is. That day's coming where the CCP, the Chinese are going to buy us out, dude. And you're going to be speaking Mandarin, dude. Everything's going to be owned. Made in China. They're going to stamp that on your butt cheeks. Straight up, dude. And a tattoo of Xi Jinping on both sides. You're going to be getting sodomized by the Chinese, dude. But yeah, hey, at least you gave all your money to Israel, right? Yeah, yeah. Pat yourself on the back, dude. Pat yourself on the back. It's totally a good thing that your children and your children's children and your children's 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 children are going to be paying this debt off with their lives, you know, working in slave camps of the CCP for the next 100 and 200 years. Yeah, no thanks. I'm all good, dude. I'm straight. I'm going to be America first. And if people don't like that, well, then screw you, dude. If you want to go and, you know, die for Zion, join the IDF and go do that. Or if you want to go, you know, you feel so bad for the Palestinians, then go join Hamas and go hold the line at the Gaza Strip. Take that crap out of my house. Take this crap out of the United States and go handle that over there while I keep my money and I help rebuild my country and my family. So I'm not a sitting duck. When we start getting attacked on the ground through the air and cybernetic attacks, oh yeah, it's coming. If you're that retarded type of America, American citizen, you're like, that's never going to happen. There's never going to be tyranny. That's never going to happen. Dude, you are getting so psyoped. Like, bro, like you are so 100% believing the absolute narrative that they want you to believe. They want you to believe you're so wealthy. They want you to believe that this country could never fall. They want you to believe that tyranny could never happen here on American soil. They want you to believe there's no Islamic terrorists here or sleeper cells here. They want you to believe there's no deep state. They want you to believe there is no shadow government. They want you to believe that everything's okay, isn't it? Everything's okay. It's all good. Everything's fine. It's like the little meme with the dog sitting in the burning house. Everything is fine. This is fine. You're just sitting in a burning house. The government's saying it's fine. Just give all my money to Israel. Give all my money to Ukraine. Give all my money to the Palestinians. Screw my family. Screw my countrymen and countrywomen. Screw the veterans. Like, screw them, right? Screw them. Yeah, screw that. Like, who cares about veterans? Give all my money to Israel, you know? It's like, but I'm America first. And give me a break. Aren't you sick of people like this? I really am, dude. I really am. But anyways, let's take a look at some of this intel. Here's a story from the Gateway Pundit. This is via the Western Journal. A 39-year-old intel analyst is claiming there will be multiple terrorist attacks in the United States over the next 14 months. I don't think that's really too hard to conclude. You don't have to be a professional intel analyst to conclude that. An entrepreneur from California who works in the field of geotracking, geolocation and intel analysis is warning that over the next 14 months, the United States will suffer a wave of terrorism on our own soil. Yeah, Yeah, the border has been open for the past 3 years. So this is the opportune time for these people to come in. Tony Saruga, who claims to have been an intel analyst for 39 years, jumps to his X account on Tuesday to warn that we are on the eve of wave after wave of terror attacks on our homeland. Saruga is not alone, of course. According to his LinkedIn page, he describes himself as a hardcore serial entrepreneur who built or sold over 600 businesses, said that he has performed intel services as a private individual for many governments and federal agencies. But whatever his background, the terror attacks he's warning about is not too far off of reality. He said this post will be attacked by the left, the Marxists, the trolls, Antifa, BLM, even the intelligence community, he said on his X post. He said, I'm a 39-year intelligence analyst, he said. I and my team's clients include the United States government and various different governments of the world. And he concludes that intelligence is never perfect. It's a messy, messy business. But he is predicting very clearly that there will be imminent attacks. He says the attacks will come in waves for the next 14 months. And he says, rarely can I guarantee the intelligence, but many times just releasing it into the wild can stop a false flag or genuine attack, which is absolutely true. But with as close to 100% confidence as possible, there will be multiple terrorist attacks in the United States that will come in waves for the next 14 months, including hundreds of thousands of CCP invaders and those that sabotage that are trained to attack our electrical grid, poison our water supply, destroy our railways and main highway arteries. Additionally, at least 1 million, possibly 2 million terrorists are already here from Palestine, Yemen, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Qatar, Lebanon, Iran, Somalia, et cetera, and they are extremely well funded. And get this, the Biden administration working with the UN has given them debit cards that are reloaded every single month, including organizations like the Hezbollah Unit 910, a sleeper cell already in the United States awaiting the green light from Persia to launch attacks, which, yes, the sleeper cell terrorists from this Hezbollah Unit 910 have already been indicted here in the United States of America. So guys, listen, I mean, this is not hard to predict. It doesn't take a veteran United States intelligence analyst to conclude that if your border is open for 3 years, going on 3.5 years, that there will be terrorists infiltrating on a daily basis. And the sleeper cells that were already here because Obama made the Muslim community protected are all going to be growing in number. We got more when we come back from the break. Stay with us.
When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of beef bone, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints, your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for bone broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products that power your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out ultimate bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, about to sell out.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years, because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I took my troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap.
Be on high alert, American. Be on high alert, head on a swivel. As Bongino has been saying, know your surroundings. Be fully aware whenever you're going out in public. I mean, you should be this way always. Concealed carry is great. I'm all and will always be an advocate for self-defense. Always. But also, I want you guys to understand that, you know, when it comes to dealing with enemies of America, when it comes to dealing with Islamic terrorists, when it comes to dealing with CCP commies, there's a fundamental ideology that's in total opposition and hatred towards you. So a lot of people, especially like the woke retards out there, that's why they try to water it down. They try to water it down that it's not actually that big of a threat than it actually is. No, it is. These Islamic terrorists hate you. These Islamic terrorists, this is their faith. This is their religion. This is their existence. This is why they call and they echo the chants. Not only death to Israel, but death to America. This is why you should 100% be concerned. And this is why you've been seeing them fully activated across the United States of America. Virtually overnight, the former founder of Hamas called for a global day of jihad within 48 hours. They mobilized across the United States of America immediately, hit the streets. And then now we're finding out, which is no surprise, reports are now confirming that just like BLM and Antifa affiliated organizations are all funded by Soros by proxy and his organization, so are pro-Hamas organizations in the United States of America with all of their t-shirts, with all of their signs, with all of their scripts. I mean, you even saw this in high schools in San Francisco and California. You had a bunch of teenagers that have no idea what's going on in defense of Hamas and Gaza, all against Jews, which is crazy. And literally they were given a script by these proxy organizations that are funded by Soros. So, you know, there's also the financial component that's engineering all of this. And then people get sucked into it. And that's how you get sucked into a war, because you are forced to choose a side through the propaganda on both sides. So I don't know about you guys. The side that I choose is America. And that's fine. If I get canceled for that, I mean, ultimately Christ is king. Christ is supreme. I'm always siding with Christ, but my country that God has given me to live in is America. So I will always put America first And if I get canceled for that, then freaking so be it, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. All cucks, get in line. All cucks and leftist homosexual pedophiles, get in line, dude. There's a long damn line, dude. There's a long damn line out there for everyone coming up for the chance to slander and discredit and, you know, come after me. So, you know, what else is new? I just don't care at this point, you know? Okay. I really don't. But anyways, to further drive this nail home of how we have been infiltrated, not only intel analysts are coming out and, you know, stating the obvious, but we have to go over these reports because there's normies out there that are still buying the lie that that's not happening here. Here's another report from the Gateway Pundit. More terror suspects reaching the United States. Here are known unknowns of the Biden border crisis, which is an intentional collapse of American sovereignty. I've stopped calling it a border crisis because it's not. That implies that this is just happening because it's due to incompetency. No, this is happening by design. Let's take a look at this report. Although the terrorist threat linked to the border crisis is impossible to quantify, some experts find the available numbers alarming. During Biden's first 3 years, a record-shattering 6.5 million plus illegals have been encountered by border authorities. That pace is increasing. The most recent monthly figures, September, showed another record number of monthly encounters, 269K. At the same time, federal officials have seen an alarming increase in border crossers listed on the United States terror screening data set, the official name for what is commonly called the terrorist watch list. Now, obviously, that's mostly Trump supporters now, but a lot of this is most likely outdated. I can guarantee you that. In fiscal 2023, which ends this month, Border Patrol agents have apprehended 172 such people, all but three of them along the southwest border. When all United States places of entry are added by land, sea, and air, another 564 people on the watch list, the terrorist watch list, were caught, bringing the total to 736. By way of comparison, between fiscal 2017 and 2019, Border Patrol agents apprehended a total of 11 people on the terrorist watch list. Scott sounded an alarm to Congress in the 2021 period when the total jumped to 16. When a number doubles, it gets your attention, he said, and we've moved way beyond that. Yet, the known unknowns, to use Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's famous phrase, indicate the problem is even worse. According to experts, for one, the terrorist watch list is only as good as the information that has been entered into it. Here's what he said. Not everybody's on the watch list, said Ton Bensman, who has tracked Central American immigration routes and the southern border for years with the Center for Immigration Studies and is the author of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. He said there have been thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people from the Middle East who have entered, and it's completely reasonable. Even the president has acknowledged it, to worry that some of those could be and could become terrorist threats, Bensman said. I mean, this is very clear, guys. I mean, like I said, this is pretty much common sense, but we don't know common sense here in the United States of America anymore. We can't even define what a woman is. We got people just straight up sawing their penises off to make them feel better, right? Because their reality doesn't correspond what's in their mind. So they got to chop their genitals off in order to make it all right. Somehow that's supposed to work out. It never does. So we don't live in a world of common sense, especially here in the United States of America. But these are just the ones, the numbers we just went over, according to this report, these are just the ones that are being encountered that are probably on a terrorist watch list database that I guarantee you is outdated. I guarantee you this is probably older intel, and there's probably an entire new generation of Islamic terrorists that have been getting groomed, trained every single day, Middle East, probably since the Obama years. You guys remember, I remember being a kid watching Obama, literally teary-eyed, saying we have to start being more sympathetic towards Muslims, and we have to stop using terms like Islamic terrorism. We have to stop using terms like radical Islamic terrorism, because that's making the Muslims feel bad. They're still carrying on that narrative to this day. They created a protected class out of these people. And so the sleeper cells have been activated, and they have been growing in numbers and quietly in the shadows, infiltrating this country. Right when the Biden administration was installed, the floodgates were wide open. and they've been growing in numbers in this country. They've infiltrated, I guarantee you, an entire new generation of Islamic terrorists that are on a single list anywhere on planet Earth, especially the United States. Now does it make sense? Now does it make sense why the FBI has been going after you and me? And those terrorist watch lists are now right-wing domestic terrorists, are now mega Republicans, are now J6 political prisoners, are now people like InfoWarriors, Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, you name it. That's part of the design. It's meant to happen. It's part of the engineered infiltration of this country. They've done it in France. They've done it in Europe. Mass replacement migration while allowing the Islamic terrorists to infiltrate as well. And then they get activated and they start slaughtering the citizens. And then it's an excuse for full government overreach and tyranny. Martial law rules for radicals, Saul Alinsky. It's happening, guys. The next 14 months are going to be insane, especially during the so-called election year. I don't know what's going to happen, but all I know is you need to be prepared, dude.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate loving InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Weaponized governments, weaponized intelligence agencies, weaponized law enforcement agencies, weaponized militaries, weaponized anything that you could list that fills the void of any type of government funded or government controlled system. When you take a look at human history and you take a look at world history, they all get weaponized against their own people. And when that happens, there will be a rising, there will be a resistance, there will be a revolution. I'm not saying I'm calling for violence. I'm just saying when humanity gets put in a corner, when that free will is getting violated and that free will is on the verge of possibly being stolen, which it can't be, that's why tyrannical psychopath murderous regimes end up just murdering their own people, just slaughtering their own people. They just genocide people that they cannot what? That they cannot control. And at the least, they will just imprison them and jail them and strip them of their freedom forever because they can't strip them of their free will. You get put in a gulag, your free will cannot be stripped. You get put in a political prison, your free will cannot be stripped. Even if these people kill you, man, your free will cannot be stripped. You got to be prepared for persecution, just like Christ said. Don't fear man that can only kill the body. Fear God that can kill the body and plunge your soul into damnation and hell. I'm paraphrasing. You got to fear God. But ultimately, you want to know, I'll tell you, the reason why I'm opening up this segment this way is because you take a look at our intelligence agencies. You take a look at the weaponization of the FBI and the DOJ here against American citizens, and it all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense. The total floodgates just opened entirely after the operations run post January of 2021, correct? FBI fully weaponized. They're praising the largest FBI investigation in the history of the intelligence agency in the United States. Wow, such a good thing, being weaponized against your own people. Such a great thing. Of course, that's a crown jewel achievement of the New World Order and the satanic authoritarians. Of course they're going to run around and champion that because that's exactly what they're all about. That's exactly what they want to achieve. They're not here for you. They're not here to protect you from threats. They're not here to make sure that you're safe as an American citizen here. They're here to go after you because you hold on to your freedom. It's very clear. I'll show you a perfect example of that. Take a look at this article from the Post-Millennial. FBI Director Christopher Wray warns that Hamas terror attacks could happen in America. Well, yeah, obviously, doesn't take an FBI director to tell us this, but he was pressed about this, and I found it pretty interesting when he was. In a Tuesday Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray said, "The gaps in our intelligence are real." Oh, wow! And said that there was a possibility of a foreign terrorist attack on American soil. He also said on top of the homegrown violent extremists and domestic violent extremist threat, which is MAGA, which is you and me, which is InfoWars, right? He said, we also cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our soil. He also said, we have kept our sights on Hamas and have multiple ongoing investigations into individuals affiliated with that foreign terrorist organization. During questioning from Senator Rick Scott, Wray revealed that the FBI is partnering agencies are good with the known known, but he added, it's the unknown unknown that I worry about quite a bit. Oh, right. Christopher Wray also said that the FBI was, quote, not tracking terror cells or individual foreign terrorists operating within the United States, but added that, quote, the gaps in our intelligence are real and it's something that we have concerns about, end quote.
That tells you everything you need to know. And obviously you can point out the hypocrisy in that, but the hypocrisy goes deeper. It's deeper than hypocrisy. This is intentional, you guys. Christopher Wray is not an idiot. Christopher Wray is not incompetent. Okay, the FBI, these people know exactly what they're doing and how they're going to do it. These are not stupid people. People like Kamala Harris, people like Joe Biden, the puppets, they're a bunch of retards. They're there for a reason. But these intelligence agents, these guys know what they're doing, man. You think that they're not aware that Islamic terrorism is rising in the United States for the past decade and is probably at its peak, at its height of accumulating and gathering sleeper cells growing here in the United States of America, especially in the past month? Of course they know, but they don't give a damn. It's all part of the agenda. It's all by design. This is all meant to happen. These people know that they're here, but the current threat is not them. The current threat is you. The current threat is the American. The current threat is the citizen of the United States of America. The current threat is you and I, because we stand for freedom and because you and I know our God-given constitutional rights. We are literate, not illiterate. We are literate to what we are as American citizens and our free rights. That poses a threat to this very regime, because this very regime needs that out of the way. And they will utilize Islamic terrorism. They will allow it, because I would argue that will probably ultimately play a part in depopulation in the end. But also, they will be used to cause mass destabilization and chaos in this country, just like they did it in France a couple months ago. The citizens of France were sitting ducks. They're like begging. They were like begging the government, please, please, just call martial law, whatever. Send in the military to put a stop to all these Islamic terrorists that hate us. Of course, that's all by design. And that's why the intelligence agencies in this country are going to allow this to happen here on a daily basis. Because this is meant, yes, you are last, they are first. But at the same time, the enemy here is you, not Islamic terrorism. The enemy here is the American citizen. Why? Because the regime is the New World Order. It's their technocracy. It's their authoritarian dictatorial regime. It's them weaponizing these intelligence agencies because they could they're fully capable of going after actual Islamic terrorists. I guarantee you all their databases are outdated. There's a reason why the past 3 years, post January 2021, all of the terrorist watch lists are getting updated with what? Trump supporters, J6ers, and they run around praising, this is the largest full-scale investigation the FBI has ever conducted on its own people. Of course, and even FBI whistleblowers are coming out saying, we are exhausted of our resources. This is the biggest thing we've ever done. You think that these dudes are surveilling Islamic terrorists? You think that the NSA, you think that they are scanning for threats? No. It's all on you. You are the threat. They're not looking for any other hint of terrorism, whether it's coming from the CCP, whether it's coming from Iran, whether it's coming from Hezbollah, Syria, you name it. No. This is part of the inversion. This is part of the fall of the West. This is all a part of it, because everything is getting weaponized against you. Like I said, the military, the intelligence agencies, police departments, so-called education circles, K-12, the universities, the culture, the arts, science, guys, health and medicine is all being weaponized against humanity, is all being weaponized against the American citizen. It's all to produce, to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the Luciferian agenda. And Lucifer is behind all of this and the demonic legions that are all in power. So when I talk about deep state, and when I talk about shadow government, and I talk about the puppet masters, and when I say the word they, when they're pushing these agendas, yes, Lucifer and these demons, they use human proxies. They use human puppets. But ultimately, we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
but against principalities and powers and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places that are continuing to push these agendas every single day. If you think that's a conspiracy, you're not paying attention. Straight up. We'll be right back.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is, different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
InfoWarriors, worldwide, InfoWars.com, band.video. I want to thank you guys. 2 hours today on the Alex Jones Show, the most banned transmission in the universe. I want to invite you guys to check out some of my work. I host a show, Drew Hernandez Live, that is nightly, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I host a show called Based America on LFA TV, rumble.com/LFA TV, which airs at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And I host a show called Unauthorized with Drew Hernandez on censored.tv that airs every Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Use promo code Drew for 20% off. Again, that's censored.tv. And also, guys, make sure that you guys are supporting Infowars.com and band.video right now. Go to Infowarsstore.com. We are supported by the people. We the people. We are in your hands. There are great deals going on. Check out Infowarsstore.com. Look at 40% off of vitamin D3 gummies. Guys, I'm telling you, 40% off of down and out sleep support. 40% off of whole food vitamin. Again, that's Infowarsstore.com. And a fan favorite, 60% off of Brain Force Ultra. Guys, the holidays are here, man. This is my favorite time of year. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas time coming up. So make sure that you guys are getting ready now, Infowarsstore.com, getting gifts for dad, for mom, the kids. These make great stocking stuffers. I'll tell you that right now. So please be preparing while at the same time you are funding the Infowar. You are putting gas in our tank to be able to go head to head, tip of the spear against the New World Order, the satanic globalist goblins that want to eat your children and sodomize them. So again, that's Infowarsstore.com. Thank you guys for all the support. Let's continue with some of this news. Now I want to, you know, I really wanted to give you guys this full 2-hour report today because people just seem to think that all of this is not actually what it really is. And what I mean by that is, doesn't it blow your mind when you're having conversations with family members or you're having conversations with coworkers and normies out there and you still break down some of this information and there's just some kind of like scale on their eye. There's still something there, you know, there's still some kind of scale on their eye where they're not that convinced, but a lot of people are waking up. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I get phone calls all the time, man, from family members. They're waking up to the mess known as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their paycheck is getting raped of taxes, you know? So I've always said that, you know, the installment of Joe Biden is, I think will end up being a net positive because it's going to wake people up. But unfortunately, that's what it takes to wake people up. They actually have to, you know, feel it. They gotta experience it themselves. They're not listening to any of us. So I guess you're just going to have to learn from experience. It didn't have to be this way, but I guess that's just humanity, right? But let me show you the direction they're going to take this. Because I think we will see terrorist attacks next 14 months during election year. It just seems like Islamic terrorism with a Democrat president in office is getting reactivated, isn't it? Reactivate, dude. I think they're going to activate everything. They're going to reactivate and reanimate Antifa, Black Lives Matter, now Hamas. They're all one, right? I think they're going to really go for it and probably launch their bioweapons, run all, they're going to throw everything they can. They are throwing everything they can because it's obviously way beyond Trump. This is about absolutely exterminating MAGA. This is about exterminating American patriotism. This is about making sure that this does not go any further than 2024. That's what this is about. It's beyond Trump, dude. It's way beyond Trump. So I predict, I'm not saying thus says the Lord. I just think, you know, enjoy these last 2 months, because I think once we get into January, full election year, I don't know, man. I think the New World Order is, they're going to kick into high gear, dude. They're going to throw everything they got. They're going to throw everything they got on top of the indictments, on top of the weaponization of the FBI. They're going to throw everything they got. They've already launched another never-ending war. They've already reanimated and reactivated Hamas, okay? And they got another conflict in the Middle East, and they're trying to prop up Joe Biden as like a wartime president. But take a look at the way that they are already going with this narrative. Here's another couple articles from the Post-Millennial. Biden administration refuses to classify agitators making violent anti-Semitic threats as domestic terrorists. On Tuesday, the Biden administration said they were making no plans to classify people in the United States who make violent anti-Semitic threats as domestic terrorists. Now, this goes beyond just anti-Semitic threats. This could be anybody. This could be an Islamic terrorist, you know, just hitting you up, and saying, I'm going to kill you and your family. We're going to slaughter you in the name of Allah, and we're going to rape your goats. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? G, my G, what's going on, my G? We're coming after you and my G. You know? Like, I mean, it's like making genuine threats to your existence. The point here is how they're going to run cover for terrorists. Okay, so they have no plans. John Kirby was questioned about this, and he made himself very clear. He said, I don't know that we're classifying people as domestic terrorists for that. I mean, that's really a question better left to law enforcement. I'm not aware that there's been such a characterization of that. Oh, yeah, because, you know, the domestic terrorists that are getting classified right now are you and me and Trump supporters and MAGA extremists and right-wing domestic terrorists and white supremacists like me and black people that love America, right? Of course. And when you watch this video, we're not going to play it today, but if you do see it, I mean, this dude is just lying through his teeth. He's smiling at you. I don't think we're going to do that. We're not doing that because, yeah, they're focused on you and me, obviously. But the point is they're going to run cover for terrorists. So when these people get launched and their kill squad starts slaughtering Americans here on American soil, just like they said, fiery but mostly peaceful. They're not rioters, BLM or Antifa. Antifa doesn't even exist. They're just peacefully protesting because they're mad that they're oppressed black people and George Floyd, you know? They're going to do the same thing with the Hamas kill squads here in the United States of America. They will refuse to classify them as terrorists. Here's another story from the post-millennial reiterating the same thing. This administration is already their protected class. Islamic, the Muslims, they're a protected class. Kamala Harris announces national strategy to combat Islamophobia as anti-Semitism explodes in America. On Wednesday, Vice President Kamala Harris announced the Biden administration's national strategy to counter Islamophobia. Despite a massive spike in anti-Semitic threats and attacks in the United States and threats against Americans and around the world since Hamas terrorist attacks murdered over 1,400 Israelis on October 7th. Kamala Harris posted a video on X and wrote, quote, taking on hate is a national priority. Today, at POTUS and I are announcing the country's first national strategy to counter Islamophobia. The action is the latest step forward in our work to combat a surge of hate in America, end quote. So it's already here, guys. They're already running cover. So in the Islamic terror, they're more concerned about this right now. It's the same message. It's the same tone. It's the same rhetoric. It's the same psyop. It's the same propaganda that Obama started running on the American people to effectively make Muslims a protected class in this country. You know what that effectively does? That brings the Trojan horse in. You get all these Islamic terrorists in this country, all these sleeper cells that are waiting and patiently waiting to get activated to start slaughtering American citizens because of who we are, because we stand against their ideology, because we resist jihad, because we resist Sharia law, because we resist their entire false god, because we resist their doctrine of demons. That's why they call death to America. That's why they call death to the American. That's why they call death to the American citizen, especially if you truly are a born-again Christian. This federal government is going to run cover for these Islamic terrorists and say that you're an Islamophobe if you take issue with their murderous martyrdom, absolute satanic doctrine of demons ideology, even at the point of you getting beheaded live on social media or your wife getting raped and dragged out by her hair and tied to the back of a Tacoma and paraded around your neighborhood. And it's going to be live streamed for the entire world to see. And you want to know what this cucked out so-called federal government's going to do? Well, you're an Islamophobe. If you call out these Muslims, it's the same damn thing they've done with black people. Same thing. You're not allowed to criticize a black person. You're not allowed to criticize anyone, a gay person. You're not allowed to criticize anyone that's been designated a protected class citizen. And then they run their Trojan horses through these communities and import all their New World Order satanic Luciferianism against you and I, the American people. Thank you guys so much for joining me for these 2 hours on the Alex Jones Show. The War Room starts in just a couple minutes. Salute.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. So I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.